If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Marijuana, the dried leaves and flowers of the Indian hempweed, is used in the form of a cigarette. Marijuana smoking, experts point out, can make a helpless addict of its victim within weeks, causing physical and moral ruin and death.
No!
That is absolutely not true.
You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not. Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Should you ever be confronted with the temptation of taking that first puff of a marijuana cigarette, do it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
The best tonic is chronic.
Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Marijuana is delicious.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a
just
whole bunch
like
of it really fast.
Another one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Smoke weed.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine.
See how they come at black people?
Roll another one.
Man, I'm so high.
Just like the other one.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't.
Butt hash.
And now,
if you smoke marijuana, you will become an unmotivated, dysfunctional loser.
Whatever.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, you guys, this is Bean calling. You remember me. Longtime co-host of the Kevin Bean Show. First-time caller. Two things for you this morning from Vacation Land. Number one, Psycho Mike wears white pants. And number two, and I've been saving this up all week to give you something to enjoy as you head into the weekend. So remember Finland? Remember my lifelong dream of going to Finland and how I scrimped and saved and planned and prepared for that beautiful trip to that wonderful Scandinavian nation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, last Friday night, I took my fat ass and my big luggage to the airport in a cab, walked up to the Scandinavian airline counter and said, I'm on your 6:30 for Helsinki. And the young man behind the counter said, not with an expired passport, you're not. Womp, 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 womp. I guess I had to tell you sooner or later. Go ahead. I'll wait. Make fun.
Oh, my.
No, no, keep mocking.
Oh,
yeah, I deserve that. So that happened.
That's the best thing ever.
Oh, my God in heaven.
He talked about that trip for weeks,
and
I'm sure planned for months.
It for months.
Expired passport.
That is so retarded.
So can you, but he was going to go, but you can't go get.
And you can't just go overnight and get a new passport.
Even if you rush it.
It's a week.
I mean, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I had to go through the Russian consulate to get a visa so I could drive into Russia and all those plans.
He was so geeked out. And this is so un-Bean.
And
it's so perfect for him because he has no one else to blame but himself.
Yeah.
It's something that he totally overlooked. So, you know, he just sat at that airport with that passport in his hand going,
I'm a loser.
God damn it. yell at anybody. I can't do anything. I am a loser.
Oh, just sat awesome. In the corner with his luggage. Just weeping. <Wow.
laughs> Packed.
Watching
for,
people get on the flight.
Packed for a week and a half. Spent the entire week before he left loading stuff up on his computer and iPod.
He did. Yep. And planning where he was going to go to that stupid newspaper museum.
Douchebag.
God. I never, ever in a million years would have guessed that one. I thought maybe he ended up in the hospital or something.
Sure, because that always
happens.
The
way he was going, like Friday afternoon, he hurt himself.
Yeah.
As I was hearing the story, I was preparing to hear, oh, I'm sorry, our airline is folded. Because of the way the economy
is. Right,
or
flight's been canceled or something.
I'm sorry, your flight's canceled. We no longer are a functioning airline.
Yeah.
But not that.
That's awesome. That's so something I would do.
Yes. It's absolutely
like
something you
every
would
other
do.
Time something like that happens to me because I'm not paying attention. But
are you rubbing off on Bean?
I hope. That would really,
his life is going to go to hell.
His life would go to hell.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's the funniest thing ever.
So he's just been sitting around at home?
He's chilling, I guess.
Licking his wounds? Or whatever?
I guess he has to be.
That's awesome.
Oh,
going to finish websites?
You know, going on chat doing. Rooms. Hey, what's it like over there?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what that would have felt like.
Not with an outdated passport. So you couldn't use your driver's license at that point. You have to.
Uh-uh. Wow. You can't even go to Mexico on your driver's license anymore. Got to have a passport.
That's awesome.
Let's just sit and enjoy this for a second.
Relish this.
Lisa's right. That sounds like something Kevin would do, but the difference is Kevin would make it on the plane somehow.
I would.
Bean would turn around and sit there and cry.
Bean
somehow
would be crushed.
Hear about how Kevin made it on the plane.
He'd sneak over the border in Mexico and somehow get a flight down to Honduras and
you.
Then out to Finland. Something. Yeah.
In a crate somewhere.
Let's be honest. I wouldn't plan a trip to Finland by myself. But
that's true.
Wherever it was, I've had that happen before.
Oh, my God.
The passport. But that was during easier times. I mean, it's not easy to talk your way onto anything
these
days.
Yeah, at that time, you probably could have,
right,
in
made
a day,
it work.
Maybe gotten,
that's
gotten a passport.
Awesome. Well,
he could get it done in a week.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I don't know if he has time to still go or not, but this is great. Because Mike's right. You can just picture him just slumped over in a chair in the airport at his gate
while
everybody else boards and just kind of taking stock. Yeah, whimpering.
Wondering why God is punishing him.
Oh, it's the best. It isn't God, my friend. It's your brain. It's turning into my brain. Welcome to my hell.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. Of course, it is Friday, the 5th of September.
Yeah!
was you at the end, Kevin.
We had one each day. Yeah.
Mm.
So by the end of the month, there's going to be 30 sound effects long, 31. Okay. However many days there are in September, I don't
know. That's great. I don't either. Don't look at me.
Build one per day. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We're going to talk to Russell Brand, who is the host of the MTV Video Music Awards.
I'm never that excited about these awards, but I am excited to see him.
He is a comedian from Britain and is pretty unique. Pretty unique.
And pretty famous there.
He
Not
was
so
in
much here.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was the crazy, wild-haired dude that ended up with Krista Bell.
Yes.
And was in that brief sex scene with her.
He was great. He was really funny in that.
And he's kind of that way. I mean, that's not a...
Well, I'm getting that from the commercials that they're playing for the... For the awards.
They didn't have to dress him up at all for that.
No.
Role. That's how
I had
he
no idea.
Looks.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We also have your tickets for the MTV Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Your last chance to win because the show is Sunday night. Mark Thompson's going to be here. He's going to tell us about a new TV show called Hole in the Wall. And this is a TV show that features a team from this radio station led by DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
And the King of Mexico and Beer Mug.
So you can imagine right there how that went.
How did that go, Dave?
I'm just rad.
Okay. You're just rad. Apparently it went spectacularly.
They are great.
Yes. And it's going to debut on Fox right after football on Sunday night.
Okay.
You know what? On the East Coast, Dave reminded me about this. It's going to air here Sunday night at 8.
At 8.
On Fox.
I already set up my TiVo like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. This is going to be awesome. And so we're going to talk about that. We are going to talk to Eli Manning today.
Yes.
Now that the NFL season is underway. Very excited about that. Speaking of NFL, we're going to talk to Andrew Siciliano.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be in our studios talking about the DirecTV Red Zone channel, which is the best. It's expensive. It is expensive.
How much is it?
The whole football package put together is like, I don't know, like $200 or something.
No kidding.
But if you can make it through that, if you can choke that down and do you choke the money down? Is that what you do?
I think you cough it up.
You cough it up. You choke it down first and then you cough it up.
You cough it up.
If you can do that, it's so awesome during the season because then you can
go
to this channel. You get every game, all of it. And then you get the Red Zone channel, which he does, which is just you watch that channel and he says, okay, we're going live now to whatever game. They're inside the 20. And it shows the important stuff. I don't know.
I don't know how you would do that.
It's the best. It's like crack.
Yeah.
Really is just, it's addicting. And once you start watching it that way, then you go to somebody else's house and you go, wow, where are all my options?
We're just going to sit and watch this game?
This one game? Can't do that.
Really? Yeah.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Ralph has joined us now to take a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Guys, I didn't make my flight because I didn't have a passport.
You know what? Before you buy your tickets for the Finnish Newspaper Museum, before you pack your bags with some sort of jerky maker so that you can get reindeer venison on the way home or whatever you're doing, that's what you do when you're making an international trip. First thing you do, pull out the old PP. Take a look at the stamp. See where how you're rocking the old passport there.
Sure.
First thing.
That's awesome.
That's the problem with Asperger Boy. Is that
he's so busy studying
detail
maps.
Detail guy,
yep.
Missing the big picture.
As usual.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
It's pretty spectacular.
He's probably still at the airport crying.
Go ahead, mock me. Well, why wouldn't we mock you, you giant dork?
You'd mock us.
Freaking dope.
That's the best.
So last night I'm watching the Republican National Convention. It was the final day of the convention.
Yeah.
Because I am fascinated by this particular election. I usually get turned on by most elections when it comes to the presidential ones. I tune in. I try to get both sides of the story, see how they're, you know, conducting themselves, see what their main points are, see what's going to be in store for the next, you know, 8-9 weeks.
It's gonna
how long it's
going to
be. Yeah, it's a big deal who runs the country. So I'm watching. I watched the Democratic one. I'm watching the Republican one. And I watched McCain's speech. And by the way, what a freaking hero this guy is. When you hear about what he went through in his war situation in Vietnam. A remarkable guy who's really overcome some most adversity that most people couldn't comprehend. All right, that's an aside. I'm watching the thing, and he finishes his speech, and the balloons drop, and out walks Sarah Palin, his vice presidential candidate. And, you know, they play Raising McCain, the John Rich country song. That's his theme song.
You know
Big and Rich, those country dudes?
Yeah, I hate them.
This John Rich guy wrote Raising McCain. It's
a special song just
special
for him?
A special song for McCain. So McCain now is off the hook because remember how he was playing all
no
kinds
one can
of music?
Take his song
and
away now.
And musicians kept calling him saying, hey, no, didn't give you permission to do that. Don't believe in your party or your politics.
The last one I think was Van Halen Right Now where he used it and then they said, no,
hey, stop it. So I'm watching and they play that song and then she walks out. And her nickname is the Barracuda, Sarah Barracuda, because she's such a tough broad.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they start playing Hearts Barracuda.
Heart, sure.
And the balloons are dropping from the ceiling, and I'm sitting there going, I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of statement coming out tomorrow. Well, look what I found on my desk this morning as I walked in.
What does that mean?
Heart released a statement this morning.
Yes!
Regarding Sarah Palin's use of their song Barracuda last night at the Republican National
Convention.
They
weren't excited about it?
Turns out not so much.
Wow.
The Republican campaign did not ask for permission to use our song, nor would they have been granted that permission. We have asked the Republican campaign publicly to not use our music, and we hope our wishes will be honored. Sarah Palin's views and values in no way represent us as American women. We ask that the song Barracuda no longer be used to promote her image. The song Barracuda was written in the late 70s as a scathing rant against the soulless corporate nature of the music business, especially for women. While Hart would not and did not authorize the use of this song in the RNC, there's an irony in the Republican strategist's choice to use it there. So, another day, another song taken away from McCain.
They think through things really, you know, completely on the...
I don't think they care. It's the old forgiveness permission thing, you know?
Is it worth the impression that you get, even if you get told later to take it off?
They played it once behind her in front of 40 million people the convention. So they don't get to use it again. They got their lick in once. You know?
I got to tell you, if they get into office, trademark infringement is in trouble. They're not going to be protecting that at all.
We are not going to call America Venezuela. Wait a minute. Somebody's using
that's
that
taken.
One. I don't care. We're doing it now. So I just thought it was so funny. So the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm going to have a story to report about Hart being pissed off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And sure enough, it was the truth. Here's a rumor I hope isn't the case. Chris Carter of X-Files fame is rumored to be in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Our buddy Chris, who was just in talking about X-Files, I Want to Believe, the new feature film featuring the X-Files cast. One source says to Entertainment Weekly that he has been suffering from physical exhaustion and an acute sleeping disorder brought on by working so hard. And apparently it's taking his toll. Sleep deprivation's a brutal thing
to have,
by the way. And apparently it's made him sick. So he's expected to make a speedy recovery. So we know Chris listens to the show once in a while. And if they let you have a radio in the hospital, Chris, and you're listening, get well soon.
If not, also get well soon.
Right. If you know him, just pass the word along. Kim Kardashian...
Yes.
Just keeps building and building like a freight train. Just coming straight at us.
Talking about her butt?
No. Her immense talent. You know,
about her butt?
She became a star with that Triple X video with Ray J, right?
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
Yeah. Then she got herself her own TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right. Yeah.
Now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Next.
Where's the talent part?
Lisa, come on.
I'm sorry, go
She's
ahead.
Gifted.
I'm sorry.
She is going to be releasing a CD. She
yes,
wants to be a
she's
singer.
Sing.
Yes. Yes.
Why is it all these bims think they can sing?
Because they
Every
can't
one
do anything else.
I don't know.
Heidi Montag, Paris Hilton, they all release a CD. How do they think they have what it takes to be a successful
I wonder
singer?
If they build on each other. I wonder if they go, well, Paris did it and she wasn't that
Heidi
good.
Montag.
Heidi did it and she's terrible.
They can doctor it up in the studio.
Kim claims that she'd love to have Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Michael Jackson help her out on her project. Well, I bet she would. There's your wish.
Yep.
Oh, no, it didn't come true.
Really, Michael Jackson at this point? With music?
Yeah, well, maybe she figures he's got something left in the tank. Speaking of tanks, look at hers, will you?
Yeah.
She says she'll start work on it right after Dancing with the Stars because she's a little busy right now. But we have that to look forward to.
Yay.
Can't wait. I hope it's rap.
I hope it's in time for Christmas.
Wouldn't it be great if it was rap?
Talking about her big booty.
Yo, I'm Double K, and I got some back.
I'm Dale.
Heidi Montag, speaking of her,
yes.
She was asked recently by Us Weekly magazine if she was leaving the show. And her reply was, no, where would I go?
That's true.
That is the truest thing she's
good for her
ever
to recognize that maybe that is the pinnacle for her.
Wow, are you stupid?
She better save her money.
Plus, bet on Us Weekly for asking the question, because isn't the show basically them following around in her supposed life with cameras?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not exactly like you could leave that premise. I'm not going to leave my life anymore. I'm just going to sit in a box.
Those are her options.
Those are her options. Tonight's the big Stand Up to Cancer special. ABC, CBS, and NBC are all simulcasting the event.
Oh, I hadn't heard this.
You hadn't heard about this?
This is huge.
It's a monster special, star-studded, where they're going to dedicate a big chunk of primetime programming on all three big networks to raise money to stamp out cancer.
How about that? That's good.
It'll be hosted by Katie Couric, Brian Williams, and Charlie Gibson. So,
less good.
The anchors will be from all three networks. All-star lineup of celebrities who have either beaten cancer and are survivors or are related to someone who's had the disease. That would be pretty much everybody in the world, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Among those scheduled to appear, Halle Berry, Lance Armstrong, Jimmy Fallon, Jennifer Aniston, America Ferrera, Charlize Theron, Christina Applegate, Forrest Whitaker, Kirsten Dunst. She had teeth cancer, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, she survived.
Didn't realize.
Neil Patrick Harris, Salma Hayek, Scarlett Johansson, Meryl Streep, and, of course, Homer Simpson.
What?
Homer Simpson's going to be on.
Fantastic.
They hope to raise millions of dollars that will go 100%, they claim, to cancer research. So
that'd be great.
Watch and give, because cancer sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Bad, and we don't like it. I know it's a radical position to take,
it
but
is.
Look.
We're out there on
we're
this.
We're K-Rock, man. We're outlaws. We have to say it how we see it.
We don't play by your rules.
Can't just keep down because we don't fit in with your vision of the world, man.
You guys and your love for cancer.
You're right.
We hate it.
With your go cancer signs. This
Hockey
make...
moms for cancer.
That's right. Students for cancer. Big cancer convention. This is going to be making my boy Kevin very happy this
Yes.
Morning. Daily Variety reports today that Columbia Pictures has assigned two writers to write the third Ghostbusters movie.
Aw, Kevin.
That'd be sweet.
Talks are in progress to lock up Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson to return and reprise their roles as the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, maybe my favorite movie ever.
I'll
Ghostbusters 2.
I really like Ghostbusters 2, too.
Was okay, but it wasn't anywhere near as
good. Well, nothing ever beats the first in a sequel situation. But I thought as sequels go, 2 was really funny and really strong.
These dudes are old, but they're great.
Yeah, they're still funny guys.
Yeah.
So they could do it.
That'd be great.
And I bet they would play off the fact that they're really old and still busting ghosts.
Yeah.
The sequel was released in 1989, by the way. It's been 20 years since we've seen a Ghostbusters movie. Doesn't seem like that long ago. That'd be pretty cool. Daily Variety also announced that Paul Bettany, you familiar with him?
Totally.
Yeah, British actor, very talented actor. He was in...
No pictures. Nothing, no pictures.
Let me see what I can try to jog your memory with. Beautiful Mind.
I got no pictures.
Beautiful you know, the Mind. Russell Crowe, Beautiful Mind, he was the math wizard who was crazy.
No.
The guy who played his fictional roommate, his fantasy roommate.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that. About? I don't remember. Mm.
Anyway, he's married to Jennifer Connelly.
I'm sure everybody else knows.
They met on that set, actually.
Okay.
Jennifer Connelly played Crowe's wife in that film. They have signed up to do a movie based on the life of Charles Darwin and his wife, Emma.
Okay.
Apparently it deals with Darwin as a young man and his relationship with his wife. The film will be called Creation. It will be out in some time in 2009. And Sarah Palin has announced she will ban it from Alaska.
So, I'm sure.
That's sad to hear. They don't want to get a chance to see it up there in the north. And Denzel Washington also making movie news. He has just signed up to do a new movie about the end of the world.
Well, we don't have enough of those.
That's true. Denzel signed on to star in a film called The Book of Eli. About a Leica Manning stopping by.
How about that?
A book about the it's based on a book, rather, about a not-so-distant future where America is a wasteland and a lone warrior fights to bring society the knowledge that is key to its redemption. And then he delivers the mail, I think, to everybody. It's going to be a good time.
Jeez.
That guy has a knack for doing funny movies, doesn't he?
Oh, Denzel's a laugh riot. Seems like a really easy get along with guy, too.
He doesn't seem like either of those, and yet I'll go see anything he's in.
He's brilliant.
He's amazing.
But he just strikes me as a guy who would just punch you as soon as talk to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like you have already pissed him off and he's never met you.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, one of the great comedian, actors, sitcom stars of all time, in my opinion, Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of shows on TV, and he's always very funny. And his stand-up, a lot of people don't know he started out as a stand-up. If you ever get a chance, I think they're all available on CD now. Pick up some of his early stand-up CDs. Now, they used to make comedy albums back in the day where a guy would record a live gig and you'd listen to them do their comedy. His comedy was freaking hilarious.
Like
he started in the 60s probably when he started doing stand-up. Yeah, and then, of course, he was a big TV star in the 70s and 80s. But his stand-up stuff is funny. 79 years old today. Raquel Welch.
Oh!
One of the big screen sex symbols of all time. 68 years old today. Michael Keaton. One of my favorite actors who doesn't work nearly enough anymore. Is 57. Brad Wilk of Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave turns 40 today. Dweezil Zappa turns 39. Director Liam Lynch is 38. And actress Rose McGowan.
Oh.
Who I believe I just read will be starring in the new film... Red Sonja.
She gets a bell.
Oh, well,
she gets a bell. I know, but it's because she's not nice.
She's a bitch, but she's hot.
She's not nice to Ralph.
Right.
Scorching
specifically.
Hot.
She's a bitch, but she's hot. And she looks so good with a machine gun strapped to her leg.
She
in Grindhouse.
That's true.
That's true. That's an accessory every woman can wear. Rose is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Coming up next in about 10 minutes, we are going to give you tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yes.
Which I can't say.
No.
Good thing I'm not the announcer. Kat
good thing it's almost over with.
Yes, that's true. We're going to do it. You're going to have to earn it with Stump Spencer.
Ooh.
Spencer Pratt will be here, of course, who is on the Hills on MTV.
Yeah.
And you can ask any question that is related somehow to the MTV Video Music Awards. Hosts, presenters, bands, it doesn't matter. What does Spencer have to do but sit around and watch TV?
I didn't know Spencer was an expert on that.
He's an expert on all things MTV.
I suppose. Okay.
At least as far as it works for this game. So if you have a question you think you can stump Spencer, call us now at 1-800-520-1067 and we'll put you on the air with him and see if you can stump Spencer. First, let's talk about the NFL. Finally back.
All you boys are so happy now.
Such a good time.
5 minutes into the game, it's first and goal. Manning on a roll. Manning looking for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown. From the gun. Third and six. Manning under pressure. Gets it away. It's juggled. It's bobbled. And it's caught.
That is a heck of a throw by Eli Manning.
And it will be third down and seven. And, John, a year ago, a lot of questions about the Giants. Would Tom Coughlin survive? And will Eli Manning ever deliver? I think he had.
Oh, yeah. And remember last year it was, well, he doesn't have the personality. He's quiet. You know, he doesn't give speeches and stuff. And now, a year later, after he wins the Super Bowl, he's a Super Bowl MVP. He's the quiet leader. He's the humble quarterback. He was the same thing a year ago.
Case closed.
Case closed. That's right.
Yeah.
And we're proud to welcome Eli Manning to the show. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Eli.
Yes. Well, did it feel good to get back on the field?
Yay, we won the Super Bowl again.
You haven't played the Super Bowl yet,
Yay!
Eli.
That was your
That wasn't the
Super Bowl. 1-6-9.
That 16-9?
1-6-7.
7? Okay. But that wasn't the Super Bowl, Eli. That was just the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was only the
You got a few more to play.
It was the first game.
They don't give me a ring?
No, not for this game.
That's stupid.
But you only got about another 17 or 18 or 19 to go. I don't know how many it is, but it's about that.
That's a lot of games.
It is a lot of games, yeah. Yeah.
But we won the first not Super Bowl game.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you feel about hearing that piece of tape where John Madden was talking about how you had no personality?
He's fat.
He is extremely fat.
He can't see his winky.
I'm sure that's
He's
true.
He's too fat.
He is pretty fat.
I'm an athlete.
Yes, you are.
I can always look at my winky.
That's correct, yes.
Look at it now.
I'd rather not.
He's saying hi.
No.
Hi, winky.
I would rather he wasn't.
Giant.
Really?
Giant.
You mean he's a giant?
He's
a New York giant?
He plays for the Giants. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi! I'm 1-0.
You're number 10, yes.
I get to throw the ball.
Now, you got hit.
In the first half.
You're right. You got hit.
Not so much in the second half.
Well, you got hit a couple times throwing the ball. Does it seem like it's going to be a long season? Does that, you know, this amount of games, does it make you nervous?
What?
I know.
Are you retarded, too?
Yes.
Hi, retard friends. Hi, fellow retard.
Difference between you and me is you have retard strength.
Yeah, and I throw the ball good.
And you're in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, what do I ask?
You just sound funny.
Yeah. Hey, Spencer Pratt.
Sick.
What's happening, man?
You know, just trying to get by, live life, flow, go with the flow.
Are you going to be a host or presenter or something at the MTV Video Music Awards?
Well, it's pretty much the whole award show is honoring me.
It is?
Yeah, it's...
I've read a lot about it. I didn't see anything.
They were considering the SMA, the Spencer Music Awards.
Right.
And they decided to go with the other name just out of, like, nostalgia.
I see.
But, you know, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm pretty much executive producer.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I've read a lot about it, and I didn't hear anything about you.
Wow, okay. Well, it's funny.
Executive producer.
All right, female.
All right,
good.
Well,
in your opinion, like, that matters.
If you're the executive producer, then you won't be able to be stumped by these listeners' questions.
You got that right, Kendall.
All right. We have a pair of tickets for the MTV Video Music Awards, and we're going to do it now with Stump Spencer. Who did you get to record your theme song? Is this Heidi?
I got the most important artist out right now, Heidi Montag.
She's the most important artist out right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like Jay-Z, John Lennon, and Kurt Cobain, and yeah.
Okay.
In one.
It's time to stump Spencer.
Spencer, 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 you can stump Spencer because of love and happiness and overdosing on love. Loving, caring, caring love. Happiness forever with the romance in the sand of the beach. Spencer is the best you can stump. Sexy, romantic, and seductive man that's ever lived.
Yeah, Heidi.
Wow.
Thank you so much, honey. I love you, sweetheart.
It sounds like there's a little computer manipulation of her voice there.
Totally analog. We used antiquated recording equipment just to capture her real voice because we didn't want it to muddy it with digital effects.
Wow, because it sounded all like digital, like it's a computer could have
sung. That's how amazing she is.
I see.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Kevbo.
Let's start with Vanessa in Southgate. Lisa, you'll do the drawing, please.
Yes, I will.
Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hi, Vanessa.
Say hi to Spencer.
Hi, Spencer.
What's up, bitch? How much do you weigh, by the way?
Hey,
Spencer, this is
not about that.
This is a chance for her to win tickets. You don't get to ask her
questions.
You
said she was coming, calling from Southgate.
Right.
Pathetic, dirty bitch.
Okay, why don't you let her ask her question?
Whatever.
All right.
Okay, well, who's performing
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
She didn't even ask the question yet.
Who's performing with Christina Aguilera?
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Is it Jean-Paul Gaultier?
It's not.
Not. Who is it?
It's Kanye West.
Kanye West. There you go.
All right. Answer you.
Okay, I don't know where you're doing your research.
You win. You hold on. We'll do a drawing. Let's go to Lita in Northridge.
Are you friends with Lika?
Good morning, Lita.
Good morning.
Sub Spencer.
Fall Out Boy is nominated for a Michael Jackson cover. Name that song.
Have you tried Pilates?
That's not a song.
She sounds a little bit chubby over
the
phone.
Oh, come on, Spencer.
Fall Out Boy is nominated for what remake of a song? That's easy.
Overdosing on Your Love by Heidi Montag.
No.
No. Lita, you want to tell him?
It's Beat It.
Beat It, yeah. Yeah. Spencer is the best you can stump in. Well, maybe you can. Maybe
why don't you beat it, fat girl?
That's two for two. Johnny in Palmdale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stump Spencer.
Which artist is performing and is also nominated for Rock Video of the Year?
BMW M3.
What?
That's not an artist.
Yeah, six speed. It's tight, man. You roll around Bev Hills in one of those. People love
Bev Hills. That's gay. Yeah, Johnny,
that's right, Kevbo.
Is that correct?
No, it's Paramore.
Paramore.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Spencer is the best you can stump in. Well, you know, three out of three.
Okay.
Let's go. I thought you were executive producing. You don't know any of this stuff.
Who's to say these people are right?
Manuel in Inglewood. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Bean? Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Very good. Stump Spencer.
What year was it when Vince Neil of Motley Crue socked Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses that started the whole Vince Neil Axl Rose War?
Last night I got a Prada overnight bag.
Mm-hmm.
What's that got to do with this question?
He's asking what year that punch happened.
Yeah.
Why do we have this flatline sound on the phone?
It's his car.
Because he's calling from Inglewood, so he's dead. Sick, not Malibu.
Do you have a year?
Yeah.
Do I have a year?
Yeah.
2008.
Was it 2008?
No, it wasn't.
No.
What year was it?
1989.
89.
Just a little bit off.
All right, you hold on. You're going in the drawing. Wow, Spencer, you're not doing very well. Spencer is the best you can stump in. All right. No computer manipulation of that voice at all?
Amazing.
She just sounds
it?
Mechanical all by herself.
Why don't you shut up? Where's your album?
Rich in Moreno Valley. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Rich.
Stump Spencer.
Spencer, I got a question for another about another douchebag. What year was it that Andrew Dice Clay was banned from the Video Music Awards?
Oh, well, great question.
Yeah.
What kind of jeans are you wearing, Rich?
Calvin Klein, why you ask?
All right, those are pretty nice. Those are pretty sick. You should get some rhinestones or like a
what
angel
year was
on the
Andrew
side.
Dice Clay banned from the MTV Video Music Awards was
1918.
The question. 1918, Manuel? I'm sorry, Rich?
Rich, you were very close, but it was 89.
89.
Aww.
Very close.
Darn.
Well, can we source him on that?
No. Okay. Two 1989 questions in a row. We don't care that much. We just know you're off by a little bit at 1918.
Okay.
Yeah. Emmanuel in Corona.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Kim, hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Stump Spencer.
All right, who's going to sing Like a
Heidi
Virgin?
Heidi Montag.
What?
No.
Who's going to sing
Heidi Montag?
Like a Virgin?
Yeah, at the VMAs this Sunday.
Actually, Heidi Montag will be singing that because she is a virgin. We abstain from sex because it's not right. We're not married yet. Haven't made that oath in front of Jesus Christ like we're supposed to.
I heard
before
that.
Before you put the ding-ding, the private parts together.
I find that hard to believe, but she does claim that she's a virgin.
That's
and
right.
And yet, wasn't there a pregnancy scare a couple of seasons ago on the hills?
That's true. Well, because maybe Jesus himself came down from the heavens and put a baby in her belly because
sure,
she knows
happened.
That she's dealing with the frosted goatee. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus
up, hose down forever.
Is it true?
Just like Nietzsche said.
Is it true that she also wants the Pope to marry you guys? Is that
who
true?
Else?
Yeah. Okay. Who's going to sing Like a Virgin this Sunday night? Spencer? You're the executive producer. You tell us.
It's not Heidi.
Yeah. Emmanuel, is it Heidi?
That's not Heidi.
No. Who is it?
Donatella Versace.
What's that?
Katy
Perry. It's going to be Katy Perry.
It's not Donatella Versace.
No. Designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you hold on, Emmanuel. We're going to put you into the drawing. Lisa's going to do it.
All right. Okay. The winner is Rich in Moreno Valley.
Rich in Moreno Valley. Rich, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
You got tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards. Thank you, Spencer.
Congratulations on your Calvin Klein jeans, brah.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Really, right. That's worth a congratulations.
I told you you couldn't stump Spencer because he's too provocative. I love cheeses and books and milk and John McCain. Everybody, all hail Spencer.
You know, if you ask 100 people what they love about Southern California, you'll get 100 different answers. But if you ask them what they hate about Southern California, they'll all say the traffic, all of them, because the traffic here blows.
And it's getting worse and worse and worse.
So we kept track just this week of the things that people, that things fell out of their vehicles to cause a huge traffic snarl that Lisa
freeways.
Reported on. Just this week.
I got to tell you that I'm pretty convinced that if you collected everything off the freeways, you could build a home.
You could. In a week.
Yeah, in about a week.
Now, I understand it's hard to tie stuff down every once in a while, but listen, you a-holes are causing, you know, hundreds, thousands of people to get to work late and hate the city because you can't tie a freaking chair down. Here's the first one from this week.
Cerritos, watch for a large sofa or a chair in the roadway.
Okay, listen.
Furniture.
First
furniture's
of all,
big.
A
which
sofa.
Is it? What kind of reporter are you? Furniture or chair? It's a big difference
between
a furniture
love
or a chair.
Seat.
Like, yeah.
Going out
it's
to
an
closet.
Ottoman. I don't know. It's something upholstered.
Say.
Whatever it was.
Big and fluffy.
Caused a sig alert.
Could be a credenza.
Everybody backed up. Everybody had to come to a stop. Everybody had to get on their cell phone and call work and say they were going to be late because some a-hole couldn't tie down a chair. If you have something in the back of your truck and you think it's tied down good, it isn't.
No. Nope.
I bet these people aren't even tying stuff down.
They just put it in
the back
of
their
pickup truck beds and they say, well, it won't go anywhere because it's heavy and it's not going to happen. But you hit a pothole or something and it bounces right out. You're going 70 miles an hour.
And then you're an a-hole. And you're
By the way, if you're behind that guy and some chair is coming at you as you're driving down the freeway, that's pretty scary.
No, I think it's a good time. It's exciting just for a minute.
Video game. Dodge the chair.
Here's another one that happened this week.
South 405 before Artesia Boulevard reports of a ladder and a broom in the left two lanes of traffic.
All right.
Ladders.
Ladders are the biggie.
Number one.
Ladders are the biggie. Ladders come out of trucks or off of or whatever.
There's got to be five a day, at least.
If you are transporting a ladder, it's not tied down well enough.
No,
you need
never.
Don't take it on the freeway. You're bad.
And you got to assume most of these people work with these ladders every day.
Of course.
So they should know.
Ladders are at least 6 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. So you're going to F up traffic for a long time because you can't tie down a ladder. Here's the thing about a ladder. 100 places to tie it to. I mean, the ladder is actually...
That's true. They're not that
hard. You get rope
hard.
Around every rung. I mean, it just is very simple.
You think a lot of these people are the low-end sort of handymans, you know, maybe the guys you see outside of Home Depot or whatever who do the painting or whatever, and they just have the truck and they just stick stuff in the best they can and
probably.
Just hope for the best?
Maybe, but especially when it comes to a ladder, it doesn't seem like it would take all that much just to wrap a little something around it, you know?
Got time, man. Got to move. Got things to do.
Well, that's great, but thousands of people are sitting there waiting for your goddamn ladder.
And my broom, more importantly.
And another problem in Orange County, this is on the I-5 northbound before Euclid. It's a steel chair in one of the middle lanes.
Okay, all right. Okay, listen. Now we got a couch.
We got a chair.
Ladder, broom, chair.
Yeah.
Whoever had the steel chair, you're an a-hole. You are an a-hole.
Imagine somebody just packing their truck to the brim and then just putting a chair on top of it. That's good enough. It'll get there. Like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, exactly.
The big thing just sitting on top of the truck.
You get the idea that these people just think if they can get to their destination with 75% of whatever it is, they're fine.
They're good, yeah.
Because I can't imagine they go back. Do they? I mean,
some people pull over and try to retrieve them, and then, of course, you have
good luck.
A fatal accident.
No, that goes well.
You play Frogger.
Again, these are all this week.
In Diamond Bar, watch for a couch in the roadway, South 57. It's right around the 60.
Seems couch. To be a lot of couches.
I was definitive there. Couch.
Yeah. By the way,
freaking
that was a different
Diamond
one.
Bar, too, by the way.
Don't drive through Diamond Bar.
So the problem's always somewhere around there.
On the 57 near the 60.
You're saying, oh, in Westwood, there's a couch. No, there's never a couch in Brentwood on the 10. It's just not. It's all happening down there in no man's land.
If you have a couch or a ladder or broom or steel chair or couch, drive on the side streets, a-holes.
Stay off the freeway.
You're making the city suck.
Get a U-Haul with a door that closes.
Oh, that's too difficult, Ralph.
I think Ralph's right. I think people probably don't even try to tie it down. They probably think heavy enough, not going anywhere.
They just throw it in their bed.
Don't even try.
I think if you get on the freeway, you're always really surprised.
Yeah.
I remember when my ex-husband moved out and we had to move his stuff up to Newhall.
You let him keep some stuff?
And there was a mattress. And we tied that thing down really good. But honest to God, I was hanging on to it outside the window because the wind was going to take it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little shocking.
Yeah. And finally?
Looks like the second lane from the left is blocked there and some sheet metal in the roadway, 101 northbound.
Sheet metal is a favorite. There's
no
sheet metal.
It's got to be a contractor. No one is carrying around sheet metal if you're not working on a building or something. Know your business.
You're effing things up for everybody else.
Your sheet metal.
You don't have a couch. You don't have sheet metal. You don't have a ladder. You don't have a couch. You don't have a chair. You have pretty good traffic. I mean, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it is because of you a-holes.
Yeah, we don't need an obstacle course. It's bad enough as it is.
Mm-hmm. Tie your crap down, people.
Is that the lesson we're learning
today? Yes, tie your crap down.
But sheet metal, pillow metal, duvet metal. I don't care what kind of metal
all
it
that
is.
Metal.
All that kind of bedding. All the metal bedding.
Tie it to your vehicle. Or hold on to it, or don't go on the goddamn freeway. Or
stick it right up your...
Yes.
Amen.
And Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. Beyoncé Knowles, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, says she's over being a pop star and a sex symbol.
Oh, she can't. No, that's not possible.
Over it.
Nope.
She's so bored.
Sorry. Don't care.
Ow. Ow. Boring.
You belong to us now.
Boring. Big star. Sex symbol. Blah.
Does she want to be a teacher now?
Live with it.
No, Lisa. She tells Marie Claire magazine that although she's accomplished a lot in her career, she's ready to take it to the next level.
What's that?
Yo.
Exactly.
She wants to become iconic.
Great knockers.
Yeah. Bitches.
Can you just set that as a goal?
Just how about some icon?
How do you accomplish?
Icon.
How do you accomplish that? What's your
I don't know how you do
path.
That. I think we have to make you an icon. I don't think you can make yourself one.
According to her.
I think people have to say, wow, that Madonna, she's an icon.
Yeah.
I think you have to last a long time to become an icon.
I think she has to continue being sexy whether she likes it or not for a while.
And a pop star for that matter.
Yeah.
Right? Just keep doing what you're doing, Beyoncé. Can't just push the icon button.
Interesting.
She's already got the heads up... A leg up, rather, with the one name recognition thing.
I mean, sure.
Beyonce is all she really needs.
Sure.
So she can join Elvis and Cher and Madonna.
Madonna, yeah.
Plus there's...
Giant size cans.
Carrot Top.
Carrot.
All the icons. I told you yesterday that Jamie Lynn Spears sent a baby present to Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol.
Yes.
To show her support for the Unwed Teen Mothers Club.
I hope they fall in love.
I do, too. That'd be great. A lesbian teenage unwed mother would be great for the Republicans. Turns out that story was false.
Really?
Lynn Spears came forward yesterday and said at no time did her daughter send a baby present to Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol. It's just not true.
Wait, who's saying it?
Lynn Spears.
Their mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She hasn't sent her any gifts, she said, but can empathize with Bristol's situation. Yeah, I bet she can. You could probably lend her some of her pants, too. Sisterhood of the Traveling Maternity Clothes. Speaking of Lynn Spears, have you heard about this new book she's putting out?
No.
Yes.
She was going to write one on parenting.
That's what he's talking about.
Yes,
isn't
they're putting it out?
She's putting a book out. It's not so much about parenting, it's not a how to guide anymore as much as it is sort of a tell all about her daughter.
That's BS.
Which is kind of creepy. But says in the book, apparently, that Britney started drinking. Drugging and fooling with boys about 13 or 14. Giving us those details about her own daughter.
Great.
Which is sweet.
There's really only one person in this world that you should be able to count on to keep your secrets, and that should be your mother.
Yeah.
There's also one person in the world that might be able to stop you from doing all that stuff at the age of 13, and that would be your mother.
Yeah, yeah. If you're shaking cocktails for your daughter 13 on the set of the Mickey Mouse Club,
yeah,
baby, you're a bad mom.
That's bullshit.
If you're tying her off and finding a vein, you might be a bad mom.
I like it. It's a new chunk.
If you're buying condoms for the key grip on the set of the video she's making when she's 14, you might be a bad mom.
That isn't good for you.
I had an ass full of that whole family.
Me too.
You want to look as good as a pussycat doll, Lisa?
Sure. Why not?
Which one?
Ashley from the group tells you how.
Okay.
Wear moisturizer.
Check.
With sunscreen every day. And yep. You will look
That's
as good
it?
As a pussycat
but
doll.
But I do that it, now.
Well, look at you. You're pussycat delicious.
Not really.
I'm more than willing to supply you with skin cream every day, Lisa May.
Thank you. Sorry, Matt.
Gene Simmons doesn't even need an intro anymore. He just says whatever he wants to say.
Wait for you to say who it is or anything.
No, nothing. Just goes.
Well, that's some damn good advice.
Well, please enjoy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Kevin's going to be very excited.
Yeah.
Familiar with Paul Allen, computer mogul from Seattle.
Sure.
He started a film company. And his project, his upcoming project, according to The Hollywood Reporter, a feature film about George Washington, father of our country.
Really?
Kevin loves the historical dramas.
That sounds unnecessary.
Only guy I know who didn't watch the John Adams miniseries on HBO.
Yeah.
The critically acclaimed, audience-pleasing, huge ratings hit, John Adams.
I only have so much room in my brain, Ralph, and stuff comes in,
well,
and then stuff has to move out.
I can think of some things you could move out and then make a little room for John Adams and the birth of our nation. Yeah. I'm just thinking maybe that could happen.
I'm thinking no thanks.
Yeah. That's why you're the man. Tonight on television, you should probably check out, well, you won't have much of a choice, to check out the special Stand Up to Cancer. ABC, CBS, and NBC will all be simulcasting the cancer benefit. It'll be anchored from here in L.A. with Katie Kirk, Brian Williams, and Charlie Gibson, of course, the big anchormen for the big three news programs. All-star lineup of celebrities will be featured tonight as well, featuring those who have either beaten cancer and survived or are related to someone who's had the disease. Celebrities scheduled to appear tonight are Halle Berry.
Yes.
Lance Armstrong and his nut.
One ball.
Jimmy Fallon, who, of course, NBC is grooming to take over the Conan slot. Jennifer Aniston, America Ferrera, Charlize Theron. I would get cancer just to have her there. Just to have her take care of me.
I don't think she would take care of you personally.
Oh, this isn't like a nursing program? This is just a TV show?
TV show.
Oh, forget it then. I'm out. Christina Applegate, of course, famously just had a double mastectomy to deal with her breast cancer issues. Forrest Whitaker, Kirsten Dunst.
What's the opposite of a bell? We need that.
We need a gong.
Yeah, we need a gong.
Neil Patrick Harris, Salma Hayek, Scarlett Johansson, Meryl Streep, and Homer Simpson. Don't! Stupid cancer! Yeah.
What?
It's just, I don't understand. I don't understand the Republicans, how they don't learn. John McCain's got another angry email from another angry musical artist last night at the national convention. The presidential candidate John McCain did his speech, finished up, balloons dropped in the ceiling, big celebration, and out walked his vice presidential candidate, Sarah Barracuda Palin.
That's her nickname.
And so, of course, Barracuda by heart starts to play in the background while she's waving to the crowd and shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as happened to John McCain like 8 times in the election so far. Once again, the artist has come forward and strongly asked the Republicans not to use their music. Hart released a statement today saying the Republican campaign did not ask permission to use the song, nor would they have been granted that permission. We have asked the Republican campaign publicly not to use our music. We hope our wishes will be honored. However, she said, if they'd like to use dog and butterfly, they can use that to describe the two of them on stage. See, that was another very popular Hart song.
See what you did there?
Very, very popular. See, because he's sort of ugly.
He's the dog.
And she would be pretty.
Butterfly.
Like a butterfly. Sure. See, so it all works out.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. She's a good-looking broad.
She is?
Palin.
Yeah.
She's got a very sexy librarian quality about her.
Yeah, you know that she's hot for teacher. You know that
video?
Yeah,
exactly, right.
On the table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Although five kids.
Yeah.
Who knows what you're looking at once you get there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying you
take a long trek over the mountains to get to the crystal clear pool of water waiting for you on the other side.
Good morning, vagina.
You're parched.
Right.
You're exhausted from your journey, right. And you couldn't be happier to get there. And you know what you find when you get to the grotto?
What?
It's filled with, like, moss.
Oh, come on.
Moss and snapping turtles and piranha.
Really?
Yeah.
Any barracuda?
Like, some old tires have been thrown in there.
Tire? Wow.
Yeah.
On fire.
Yeah, fire. A tire fire burning. Broken bottles on the bottom of the pond when you go to walk in and you're trying to wade and just splash around.
This is ugly.
It's a disaster area. It's an ecological disaster.
Get that police
area.
Tape.
That's what I'm saying.
Around it. Do not disturb.
Big hazmat signs. Just saying, after five kids. The grotto's not looking so good.
Think we got it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Rose McGowan is 34 years old today. Director Liam Lynch. We had him on the show when he did This Is My United States of America. That was his smash hit song. He's 38 years old today. Dweezil Zappa is 39. Brad Wilk, drummer, of course, for Rage and Audioslave, is 40. Michael Keaton turns 57 years old today. Raquel Welch, iconic sex symbol of the big screen, is 68 years old today and one of the funniest actor-comedians in the history of television. Bob Newhart turned 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, we've been giving you tickets all week long to the MTV Video Music Awards, which are this Sunday night.
Right.
And our own Kat is going to be the announcer. Mm-hmm. And Russell Brand is going to be the host. We've got him on the phone this morning. Good morning, Russell.
Hello. Good morning.
Russell, you're a funny bastard.
Thank you very much. What a lovely introduction.
I'm looking forward to seeing your work on Sunday. I've been a fan for a while.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Yeah, I'm excited about it also. I think it's going to be a lovely evening.
Now, you've been fired from MTV, right? And now they had you back?
And rehired.
Yes, I've been fired and rehired. It's very much like the relationship between an abusive spouse and a battered wife.
Yeah, yes it is. Do you mind if we say what you got fired for? Because it's rather funny in retrospect.
Well, yes, I mean, but I think you should mention, before saying what I did, that it was done whilst under the influence of crack and heroin.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Oh, that's before always your excuse.
Me. Now, come on, I don't know how much crack and heroin you've taken. But
you mean today?
I heard Russell talking about this on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and, you know, he took the heroin, so he had to take the crack to bring him back up, and then the heroin to bring him back down, the crack to bring him back up.
It's a fine balancing act.
So
it really is. You become an alchemist in the end trying to achieve the perfect state of mind.
So the day after September 11th, you show up dressed as Osama bin Laden. And in retrospect, that's funny. And yet at the time, maybe not quite so funny.
It was a terrible thing to have done, really. Because, you know, but I think had it not been for the crack and heroin, I would have chosen a more sensible uniform.
Sure, I can see that.
However, good on you for knowing what he looked like, because I didn't know what he looked like until weeks after 9/11. So good research on your part.
Right, because I was obsessed with global terrorism, and I think it was, in a way, through the cloud of crack and heroin and the stench of my own body,
right.
I was just trying to express an awareness of current affairs. And I realized that it was a very insensitive and silly thing to do, but you know, like ever since I've stopped taking crack and heroin, my wardrobe, while some people say is still stupid, is certainly less offensive.
Now, you also said on Jimmy Kimmel that you were addicted to sex, which has been a big story here in America with Dave Duchovny, and I brought in a clip from you talking to Jimmy Kimmel about
claimed to have been a sex addict, or are you still a sex addict?
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you never know when you're having it off, whether or not am I having this sex because I'm a sex addict, or just because she's got such nice boobies? You can never tell. Perhaps it's the boobies, or am I a sex addict? At the end, it always ends in a glorious ticker tape parade of my own manufacture.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
How do you tell the difference, Russell?
Well, that's, you know, it's an eternal question. You know, that young lady's voice now, I'm conducting this interview from my bed, and the duvet is currently rising.
Already.
I've always found if you want to have a conversation afterwards, it's probably genuine. If you don't, then it's probably the addiction.
Oh, that's a nice
good rule of thumb.
Hold on, what? So if after the ticker tape parade,
yes, yes.
you'd like to, like, a conversation, like, oh, did you enjoy that?
Right.
Would you like a cup of tea? But if it's much more along the lines of, would you mind leaving now?
Yes.
Shut the car door on your way out.
Right. The car door. Yes, that would be the dividing line.
I understand.
Now, you did a bunch of promos for the MTV Video Music Awards, and if you're just tuning in, we have Russell Brand, the host, on the program. You did a bunch of promos with an elephant.
Yes.
And with Britney Spears.
Yes.
Right. And there was a lot of talk about Britney Spears, and I thought, there's an elephant in that room.
Right.
Odd.
See, yeah, that may have been the point.
Yeah.
I know, but
have you been in the presence of an elephant? Those things weigh like 60 times a car. It's incredibly scary.
And they poop.
Yes, they do.
They don't smell good.
They took it outside to do that, which was wasteful, I thought, because it was a moment I was looking forward to. It's a very charismatic animal.
You were looking forward to the giant
that
dump?
Might have been the sex addiction talking. the fact that you found the elephant charismatic.
No, I spoke to the elephant afterwards.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
And that was genuine.
You're safe.
Speaking of sex addictions and Jimmy Kimmel and the fact that you were on, you met Christina Hendricks, one of my favorite actresses, the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she spectacular?
Yeah, I was very surprised by that. No one told me to expect that. I should have been warned about that.
Yes, you should have been.
Sure, they should have given you a heads up.
And I thought it was very gallant of you to offer to make her to knit her a bikini and then to unravel it with your teeth.
Yes, I did. That was the kindest thing I could think of to say.
So that was you censoring yourself to only the nice stuff.
And an unbridled rant at that situation may have seen me kicked from the airway.
Sure, yeah. Well, they did have to blur you out and beep you both ahead of that earlier.
No, that was unusual, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, American TV's
a little prudish here.
Yeah. American TV's a little more prudish than it is in Britain, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, have they had a bunch of meetings with you where they go over American TV and they say, here's what you can do? Because there's got to be some people at MTV that voted against you hosting the awards.
I don't know what crazy democratic process took place, but, you know, if it's seen me turn up as president, I'm terrified for
right.
the elections next month.
But I'm saying, have they tried to straighten you out, make sure you know what you can do, what you can't do, that kind of stuff?
No, they've just said, oh, have a lovely time, have a nice evening, and then just benignly smile and wave me off. They're like, no, they're not giving me any advice.
Well, they must have it. 5-minute delay.
They must have full confidence in your ability as a comedian to make it work.
Was there
either that, or they've all gone mad? And yeah. It's like an experiment, like Trading Places. Or something.
Was there any inquiry as to whether you plan a relapse, perhaps, into the world of crack and heroin before you take the stage?
It's comforting to know that crack and heroin will always be there.
Yes,
things go dreadful.
They'll be waiting for you.
That's right.
They're there. They never go away. But yes, I've been clean for over 5 years now, and I'm very excited about these awards. And I think I have a lovely time because, really, I've met some of the people that are performing. Everyone seems lovely. I see no reason why not to be very upbeat. Plus, I've heard that elephant might come.
See, there you go. Pink is going to be there performing.
Yeah.
Paramore will be there performing.
Brilliant.
One of our bands. Lil Wayne,
Kid
Kanye
Rock.
West, Kid Rock, DJ AM, and Travis Barker are going to be kind of the house band.
That's cool.
So it looks like
cool.
That looks like that'll be pretty cool. You have singing, flying, acrobatic stunts planned?
Well, I'm not planning to do any.
Okay.
I'm not qualified, but I saw someone with a wire the other day, but that could have been the FBI.
True, it could have been.
Well, I got to tell you, Russell, we are excited that you're the host because there are very few people that you kind of don't know what to expect from them. And when they come along, it's fantastic. It's a really great feeling of knowing something might happen that you're not aware of or that you might not expect. And that's, we kind of know everybody here, so it's nice to have you come over from Britain and host the show.
Thank you very much for your excitement. Those are the exact feelings I go through before dating. Now, is that sex addiction?
Yes,
I believe it is.
Yeah, because we're not going to want to talk to you afterwards, I don't think. I'm pretty sure.
You will talk to me afterwards.
Okay, we will. All right.
You leave me sobbing, holding a blanket.
I know. That will be sad.
We might have to get into a program after seeing you on stage, though.
So 8 o'clock on Sunday night, September 7th on MTV, is the opening act pre-show live on the red carpet.
Yes.
Do you have anything to do with that? You're just hosting the show.
No, that red carpet. I don't know why people are so obsessed with carpets and putting carpets outdoors. Just leave them in the house. It's eccentric.
You got me. And then 9 o'clock, is that East Coast and West Coast, or is it 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock here? Do we know? We should have checked.
I think it might be 6 o'clock.
Yeah. It usually is.
Yeah, we do it live.
So
that's at Paramount Studios. And that must have been cool, Russell, to be hanging out at a big movie studio here in America.
It's
lovely there. We did that press conference yesterday on a mocked-up New York street. There's an illusion around every corner. You know, you're not sure whose boobs are real. And nothing is what it seems. It's been pretty thrilling.
Yeah, that's Hollywood.
It's
right
much
there.
Like Los Angeles.
Yes,
the entire city.
All right, Russell, we're excited. We loved you in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You were great in that.
Thank you very much.
And,
yeah, I enjoyed that film.
We are excited that you're hosting the MTV Video Music Awards this Sunday. Thanks for joining us today.
That's very kind of you. Lovely to speak with you. Take
care. Hey, that's that dude that does the weather on that channel. Oh,
yeah. Spectacular.
With the voice.
Spectacular.
What's up with that?
Good morning, everyone.
Kevin and Bean Show, 725. Mark Thompson in the studio. He is the Fox 11 News at 10 weather forecaster.
Used to be. Used to be a weatherman, now TV superstar.
I'll be leaving Smallsville pretty soon.
Yeah.
Don't think I'll be finding my way to the weather map pretty soon.
No more cold fronts.
Yep. Yeah.
No more high pressure, no
the
more
Mark
low
Thompson
pressure.
The Mark Thompson train is leaving the station, Kevin.
Hole
get
in the
it.
Wall is your...
Hole in the Wall is my new Fox
it's your ticket out.
Television series. No, I'm teasing. I would never leave the...
Sure.
I love my work.
Second. Come on.
I really do love it. And, of course, you know, I have huge gambling debts I have to pay.
That shows that.
But we there's a weird, cool overlap between the show, as you know, and you guys.
Well, first describe the show before we get to that part.
Okay.
Because a lot of people aren't familiar with Hole in the Wall and don't know exactly what it is or how you play it. But it's a game show, basically, right?
It's a game show. It's been wildly successful. It's a format that's been used all across the world. This is the last place it's being...
introduced.
Thank you.
and that's because Americans are too fat.
Could you do the rest of it for me also?
Americans are too fat to get through the hole.
You're doing well.
Is that what it is?
We do. The deal is, it's in Argentina. It started in Japan. It's a big Japanese game show. You've seen it on YouTube. It's human Tetris. People try to shape their body into the hole shape, and as the wall passes over them, they either get through the hole or they are knocked backward into a huge pool of water, cold water.
Are we still talking about a TV show?
Yes.
Yeah, this has strange sexual undertones.
Yes. Well, you're going to Brooke Burns is the co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about sexual undertones.
Yeah.
Why
there's
is
nothing
she
under
the
about her tones.
Host, so we can see more of her and less of you.
You
That's
really
a
will.
Great
you
question.
Honestly, the great thing about the show is you barely see me and you see more of Brooke. You'll
She's
be very
so
very
hot.
Happy.
She's so hot. I watched that Doggy
wet.
Dog
oh,
that
yes.
she hosted just
uh-huh.
for her. I have no idea what happened on that show other than she held a
microphone.
Well, on this one, the contestants come out of the pool because many of them are knocked into the pool, and they hug her. Mm. And when, of course, she's already wearing these skimpy outfits.
Fantastic.
Her, it's all wet.
It's wet. Yeah. You got it, Ralph.
I'm sure that wasn't planned.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Now, tell us the tie-in.
These
two gentlemen to my left, these two TV stars.
Yeah.
These two swarthy, terrorist-looking fellas to my right.
So we have on our debut episode...
Which is Sunday night.
Sunday night.
You're following
we
football?
We have two members of the K-Rock team. We're following football on the East Coast, which is a really cool slot for you guys. Look, I don't need the break.
Right.
But you guys...
That's right. Mark's established.
Yeah.
Omar and Dave.
Omar and Dave, the King of Mexico, are part of the K-Rock team.
This is going to shoot us to superstardom.
Yes, it is.
Right?
But you know, I have to say this, Kevin. These guys... The reason they're on the debut episode is because they did really well. I mean, it was an incredible show.
It's King of Mexico, it's DJ Omar, and Beer Mug makes up the third
That's
member
right.
of the team, right?
Yeah. And you should have seen them in the office planning what they were going to do, how they were going to do it. They were so excited about going and trying out for the show. And if you want to see a clip of it, you can go to krock.com and the Kevin and Bean page. On the front page is Fox's Hole in the Wall, and you can see them... It's a pretty bizarre thing because they all three have to fit through the same hole.
Yeah, the way it works is we have teams of three, and they're generally grouped in themes. So you'll have, for example, we have also coming up this week, I think, sumo wrestlers and jockeys. So you have these huge sumo wrestlers.
Oh, that doesn't seem fair.
And these little jockeys. No, and you'd think the jockeys would do well, but, you know, it was much closer again than you would
what?
Think.
Come
yeah.
on,
so, no,
Thompson.
The
great, fix is in.
The great thing about this show is everybody wears these spandex outfits, and everybody is, you know, as misshapen as Americans are.
How dare you.
And then they have to get through these holes.
And so, when you say misshapen, you're not talking about King of Mexico or Omar.
I would have said it before, but I've now seen the rest of America in those outfits.
Why do you feel the need to dress the contestants up as gay space prostitutes? What is that? What's
Funny.
That look all about?
Comedy?
The shiny spandex spacesuits.
It's all the aerodynamics, Rob, to help them get through the wall.
I see. Yeah. This is how the show begins.
It's time to face the hole.
Yeah. I rented that this past weekend, the hole.
Face the hole.
Not the same thing.
Face the hole different.
Thompson is no stranger with holes in the wall.
Yeah,
either,
Ralph's got face the hole. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah. These guys in groups of three have to get through the wall first one at a time, then two at a time, then all three. And then the wall comes at double speed at all three. And then the dreaded blind wall.
The wall can't see?
One of the team wears blackout goggles and then is guided into the right position by the other two team members.
That's awesome.
That's for $100,000.
Yeah. Lastly, they fill the tub with sulfuric acid. You're just stripped to the bone.
That's where we're going with it for sure.
All right, we want to hear about my man King of Mexico and Omar and Beer Mug when we come back. We need to take a break. Mark Thompson is here. He's the host of Hole in the Wall, starring DJ Omar Khan and King of Mexico and Beer Mug, by the
Sunday
way.
Night.
Sunday Fox. Night at 8 o'clock on Fox. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Never sounded better, by the way.
What?
Never sounded better without Bean. No, you know I love Bean.
Sure, he'll be happy to hear you say that.
My friend for years, and so I can say that.
Mark Thompson is his Bean special towel friend. That's how we refer to him.
Yeah, we shared some special moments in a towel. You're right.
So the new show is called Hole in the Wall. It's on Fox at 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yeah, and our regular time period, just to formalize the plug, is Thursdays at 8. But this is a special preview episode with you boys from K-Rock.
Nice. You were
so good. You were so good, they had to use you to sell the rest of the show to the audience.
You see, Kevin, we're so rad that we open the whole thing.
I have no idea what happens in this episode, but I hope you get seriously injured somehow.
You do get pummeled, I think. I'm not giving anything away. You
Does
do get pummeled
anyone
by
not
the wall.
Get pummeled?
No, the wall, the show Hole in the Wall, people, everybody gets a little
wins.
Bit of...
Yeah.
The wall wins.
The wall
the
is
end.
A cruel mistress.
Thank you very well put, Ralph.
As you guys probably say around the set.
Yeah. The wall is a cruel mistress. And the pool of water behind the wall, one way or the other, you're not going to feel good at the end of it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now sore for a couple of days afterwards.
Now on this clip, describe for us the what was the size of the hole? That's what she said.
Wow!
I mean,
the filthiest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
I hope I'll hear that again many times.
Sure how big was the hole? Is what I mean.
How big was the hole, boys?
You hear that one too.
How big was the hole?
You guys were there.
There's different kinds of holes, right? There's a whole bunch.
That's
of holes.
What she said.
The
one in the clip on the side.
The three of them.
It wasn't big.
It's like a bowling ball size.
It's a half circle, and I don't know what the radius is. About 3 feet. Maybe a foot and a half.
On your website, you've got a good one, because this is a big... You guys, all three of you had to fit through one small hole relative
That's
to
That's what
size.
He said!
It just goes on and on.
Right, and to get through this particular hole, I mean, we had to,
hump.
Jump... Exactly. Basically, we're humping each other.
It's so retarded. Wow.
It's very, very
gay. You look so retarded.
No, we look good. We look good. Look at that.
They have knee pads. They have blue helmets. All right, now they're getting one on top of the other. Oh, this looks very...
Look at Johnny.
Oh,
that's so gay.
I'm glad you left the humping part out of the post-game interview.
And at the end of that, Brooke Burke says...
That's an awesome angle!
That's what we call beer belly power!
An awesome angle.
That's right.
Congratulations.
All three of you filled the same hole, she said.
I wasn't too proud of that.
Congratulations.
Well, that wasn't the first time either. That. Yeah.
No.
Is that Dave screaming, that's beer belly power?
Yes. Yeah,
that was me.
Shut up.
Come on, beer belly power, man.
Mark, you can have that edited out. Can you see before it airs this weekend?
We're having it edited in multiple times. We're editing it in.
Who's
beer belly power.
Who's on top? Because whoever's on top.
Johnny. Yeah, who is on top?
Beer mug.
He practically gets raped by the wall. that cannot have felt
good.
Normally, you think being on top is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the one on the floor.
Not in this case.
I'm telling you, this is going to be right up there with The Simpsons and Family Guy. The show is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, top and our bottom on our show, it's all bad.
And are you talking about the show in general or just your episode?
Just our episode.
That's our episode.
It's going to be the biggest rated show ever in TV.
You're on in the Simpsons time period, I think, right? Sunday at 7.
All right, King.
I'm looking at the other Super Bowls. Those guys look like they're in shape.
Well, it's the beer bellies versus the six packs.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're all ripped, personal, Psycho Mike-looking dudes, and then you got us.
You guys are like the comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the fat next-door neighbor on the sitcom.
Yeah, one of them's in a Rocky War vet, and they're like in his face. They're like they're taunting him. Yeah, dude, bring it on.
There's a lot of trash talking.
Guy's got one leg. Omar's like taunting him.
He's still having
flashbacks.
What are you
going to do, Stumpy? We're going to IED your ass.
You got to do what you got
to
do, man.
You have to be the only team that knew you weren't going to win the money, so didn't care. Everybody else was probably thinking, wow, what could I do? I need to win the money.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
You don't
that
know
was
that.
Great, though.
Oh, I
must
know
say,
that. I mean, I don't know the end of what happened, but I can guarantee that anyway. Not with that attitude. Yes, Mark?
I don't know. They put on a very competitive show. I don't know if I can say, guts required to get in their face.
You're
going to
say balls, weren't you?
I was going to say balls. The balls required to taunt those guys. I mean, these guys looked like they could crush them like
bugs. Especially with one of them being an Iraqi war vet and these two looking like Iraqis. They're lucky he didn't go off and just take them out, drive his thumb through their eyes.
And here's what I need to ask, because it makes a huge difference. Omar, King of Mexico, drinks before the show or not?
They were with beer mug.
Dude, it's me, Omar, and beer mug locked in a room before the tape.
What are you?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying drinks, but there was chemicals involved.
Yeah. Kevin.
These guys would take on anyone in the UFC when they drink. That's
the
thing.
Hole in the wall has very, very strict testing procedures that we follow before and after. So
I'm not suggesting that the hole in the wall is any way responsible for these guys.
No performance-enhancing drugs are allowed.
No.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. The hole in the wall physician, who, by the way, enjoys a little pop once in a while himself. I'm sure he checked you guys out.
Well, I got to tell you, this is my kind of show. You watch it and you laugh at people.
That's all you need.
Yeah, you guys watch this. I mean, guaranteed laughs. It's just comedy. It's really funny.
I did think of you, though, Kevin, because you've been through all my various programs that I've done. And,
and some of them
have been a little weird.
Right?
I know. You've brought love and, I want to say, mockery at it's a photo finish, love and mockery. But
who should I be mocking, really?
Right. Well,
I mean, really.
Yeah. I mean,
I understand that.
But the point I'm trying to make here is, I think here, it's all going to be love, buddy.
This is a winner?
Yeah. It's all going to
be
love.
Well, I can tell you that this is my show. I mean, I can tell you, this is like this. They created this with me in mind.
Will That's Entertainment be on after it? Whatever that horrible effing show it is you were doing. That's Hollywood.
That's So Hollywood.
That's So Hollywood.
If you want to see those, you have to go to the Smithsonian to see those.
I just wanted to give you some mockery for the love to balance things out.
Sure. I guarantee tears coming out of your eyeballs when you watch this episode.
Right. Why are you still talking now?
Because it's the best episode ever, and I'm on it.
Because I'm so rad.
Exactly.
All right.
I guarantee tears coming out of your eyeballs.
Well, that's a good place for them.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying that whole equals love.
Whole equals love.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I hate you both.
It's Sunday at 8, their episode, and then Thursdays at 8, every Thursday at 8.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Fox.
Awesome.
Yeah. Watch so Mark can, pay off his gambling debts and
stop doing the Fox 11 News at 10, which he hates.
Order that mail order bride.
I love the Fox 11 News at 10.
That's what I meant.
He's been eyeing a mail order bride in the catalog for so long now, he can finally scrape together enough money to have her sent
over. Now we're talking. I can't wait. Miss Russia coming over soon. Or do you think the Philippines?
Philippines is smaller. You'd have less postage for her to get here.
Thank you.
Right?
Wow. Kevin, always thinking practically.
They don't put her in a crate.
I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to make jokes. All right, Mark, you're the best. We love you.
I love you back.
Come in anytime. Fox 11 News at 10. He's on for about 30 seconds.
Thank you for staying with me through the long
lead. Going to be clear and hot. That's what he says. Then Hole in the Wall is Sunday at 8 on Fox, and then Thursdays at 8 is its regular time on Fox, and we will be watching everyone.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you,
Mark. You guys rocked. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Yep. That, of course, is MGMT with kids at 7:54, and Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, Kat Corbett's in the other room. She's like, oh, you guys are playing kids? Yeah. Like, oh, what, you think you're the only one who's cool, gets to play the hit music? You think we're just stuck in a sea of Red Hot Chili Peppers?
She does, yes, and she's right.
No, she's not.
She's not.
God damn it, we're K-Rock, too.
That's what I mean.
I'm hip. I'm cat. You guys are big dummy heads in the morning.
She doesn't use the word dummy heads.
Look at me. I found this artist. Screw her.
If you're going to do a cat impression, I would like you to do her voice as well. Otherwise.
Okay. You guys have played kids, too. I can't believe it. Can't believe you guys are playing kids. I know you played them in the morning. I thought I was the only hip, cool one.
That's what cat said. Britney Spears has a lot of problems.
Yes.
I'm beginning to think her biggest one may be her mom.
Really?
According to the Sun tabloid,
that girl's fat.
Which obtained a leaked copy of Lynn Spears, her mom's new book, Through the Storm.
Oh, good.
Sounds like, first of all, Lynn's a bad mom, and second of all, she's a worse mom for writing a book about the problems Britney had when she was a Mouseketeer.
Yep.
She recants stories, not recants, but recalls stories about Britney drinking when she was just 13 years old on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
And then tells us all that she had sex with a high school senior when she was 14 years old.
Aww.
Wow.
This, of course, would put down the previous reports that Britney lost her virginity to Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Her mom's saying this. Her mom's telling
her
this.
Her mom, yeah.
Her mother.
Lynn admits that she allowed her daughter to sleep with Justin Timberlake when she was only 16 because, in her quote, she was in love and Justin was good for her.
Hmm.
Yeah. She also says that Britney first started taking drugs at 15 when she recorded Hit Me Baby One More Time. She also says that Britney had cocaine and marijuana on a private jet at 16. That's when she found out she was doing it.
You know, this is when you stop your kid from doing all the crap she wants to do.
She's standing around documenting this stuff?
Because she's drinking.
Yeah, how about jumping into the game, Lynn, when you see she's banging guys at 14 or got coke on a private jet at 16?
That's bullshit.
What point do you put the helmet on, suit up, and get in?
No kidding.
Jesus.
This just makes her look bad. That's all.
Yeah. But I'm sure the book will sell lots of copies, and it'll make her even richer, and really, that's what it's all about.
She didn't make enough money off of Britney?
That's what it's all about.
All right.
From bad moms to good moms, Jenny Garth is riding high with the first week success of Beverly Hills 90210 Redux.
Mm-hmm.
The new version stars Jenny, as well as a young new cast playing the kids at the Beverly Hills High School. But things weren't nearly as good this year when she had an extremely sick child. Her 5-year-old Lola became ill for months, and doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with her, and Jenny says it was pretty much living hell. She eventually was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
No kidding.
Really? Arthritis in children?
Yeah. This is it's not nearly as common as older folks, but when kids get it, sometimes it's even more devastating because their young bones and joints are just developing. Jenny says the experience was tough, but Lola, her daughter, has been treated, and the disease is now in remission, so things are looking up. But see, Jenny Garth took time away from her career to take care of her sick child.
Then how do you write a book about it later, Ralph?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Speaking of sick people, rumor has it that Chris Carter, our pal, creator of The X-Files, is in the hospital. A source tells Entertainment Weekly that he's been suffering from physical exhaustion since the shoot of X-Files, I Want to Believe, and has an acute sleeping disorder, which is
rough at best.
Yeah. Even the healthiest of people can make you crazy. So the past 2 years, he's been suffering with this, and now he's being treated for it, and is expected to make a speedy recovery. So we certainly wish Chris the best while he's in the hospital. I hope they don't do any probing, Chris. Try to get inside your mind with the black oil.
Kind of funny if that happened, actually. After all he's done.
He was abducted from the hospital. That would be funny.
I'm just saying, after all the X-Files stuff, all the stories, all the wacky stories he's come up with.
No, I'm sure you wish that.
He's a good guy. We like him.
That's great. We like him a lot. Yeah. Kevin's going to be very happy. Columbia Pictures has announced they have signed a couple of writers to work on a sequel.
To the best movie ever?
A threequel, actually, to Ghostbusters. One of the best comedies ever. The new film will feature Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson, if Columbia has its way, and they'll be reunited and brought back for another installment of Ghostbusters.
That's kind of cool. It might be good.
Finally, they got around to it 20 years after Ghostbusters 2.
You got to capitalize on the momentum.
Apparently, they tried to make Ghostbusters 3 right after Ghostbusters 2, but everyone at the time, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ramis, Ernie Hudson, and the other people involved in the director, were all asking for so much money for the third that Columbia said there was no way anyone could make this film and make a profit. They were promising so much money to the principals involved, there's no way they could have made a decent profit of it. So they just canned the whole idea. But now that everyone's career's sort of calmed down a little bit, they won't be spending as much money, and looks like Ghostbusters 3 is in the works. So that's good news.
Fantastic.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Rose McGowan. Hot. A bitch, but hot.
Nah, she was just a bitch to you.
He's 34 years old today. Liam Lynch, director and sometimes singer-songwriter. He is 38 years old. Dweezil Zappa turns 39. Brad Wilk of Rage and Audioslave is 40. Michael Keaton and Batman is 57 years old today. Raquel Welch. Certainly a sex symbol icon of the big screen for many, many years. If you ever get a chance, rent a movie called 10,000, 10 million, what the hell is that thing
called? The Deep. isn't it?
Not the deep, no. It's Jacqueline Bisset. 10,000 years B.C.?
Yeah, something like called? That.
Yeah. Where she plays a cave woman, just runs around in fur, like a fur bikini.
Let's remake that film. One.
Yeah, where's that? She looks amazing in that film. And Bob Newhart, one of the funniest actor comedians in the history of television, turned 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Look how much sweeter smelling this room is.
Yeah. It
can
actually
you look
is.
At how much sweeter
can,
swelling
no,
it is?
Thanks, no, smell.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Kat's here. You don't have to do her voice now.
I am Kat.
Hey, Kat.
When did I turn into Harvey Fierstein?
I don't know. When you started drinking at 12 or whatever happened to you that caused your voice to do that.
We do know what kind of a night Kat had last night because when she walks in after our show, she dims the lights.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little and sometimes it's a lot.
Sometimes she puts down a futon. Does the show from a prone position.
It's brutal. So Kat's going to be the announcer for the MTV Video Music Awards.
I am. I seriously.
This Sunday night.
I don't know
Have
how
you
that
done
happened.
An awards show before?
No, I've not, I, you know, you audition for these things and you never think you're going to get them, so I just threw it away, and then, that's so cool.
They called you?
Now I'm like, crap.
Now yeah, I need to talk about Britney Spears.
So Kat emails me, and I don't think she's making fun of me. I'm pretty sure she loves my work, but she says you need to give me some tips.
Well, you've done the Grammys, what, three times?
Four.
Four yeah. times. You've been the voice of the Grammys four times.
That's huge, Kevin.
Nope.
Who else am I going to ask for advice?
Yeah, MTV VMAs, okay, cute, whatever, haha, funny show.
The Grammys.
Grammys is a major award for the recording industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they choose you because they know you
because
are the man
I'm
who
a professional.
Can deliver.
They put a Grammy on a mantle. They put an MTV thing in the bathroom, probably.
Okay.
Right. Hey, the first time you auditioned for the Grammys, did you just think, oh, there's no
of course.
Way?
Of course.
Kevin
did you
didn't
actually
remember
audition?
Auditioning for the Grammys.
No, I did it with Bean the first time, and he hated it, so he quit. And then I stood out on my own.
You did. You made an impression.
So, Kat, I have some tips for you, if you don't mind. I am, you know,
I just wanna,
I'm
first,
a seasoned vet. So.
I know you are. I just really want to know what level of terror I can expect when everything starts rolling. That's what I want to know.
What level of terror?
Is this your script you have there in
this,
front of you?
No. I have the nominees, because yesterday there were a couple names that threw me, because,
sure.
you know, I'm
sure.
clearly not up on my Flo Rida.
Sure.
And I had...
That's important.
See, me, I'd say Florida. That would be my mistake. I would say Florida.
That's what I was going to say.
And I'd look like an ass at the MTV VMAs.
They're like, white girl,
I didn't know it was Flo Rida.
Right, so it's Flo Rida. So I've been saying that over and over for the past
So that's my first tip is it's super important that you know how to pronounce
the
names
right.
yes.
of the people that are nominated.
With
yes.
Carrie Underwood and Riscoe Flats.
Okay, I said both those names wrong.
Riscoe Flats.
Then just go over them so you know.
Ludacris.
It doesn't have a T on it.
No.
So that you know that.
Okay.
And then.
Corinne Bailey-Rae.
Nope. Mm-mm.
An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. Wow. An Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with
Let's do it again.
Yes.
Yes.
You should have said an unpronounceable moment.
So that's very important is to learn how to say their names. You can learn from my mistakes.
Ralph, have you ever done anything? I know you've done a lot of TV, but have you ever done a show like that?
I am not good at being an announcer guy.
Okay.
And I am?
I'm better when I'm doing a character or something like that. I've auditioned for tons of like voiceover things where you're just sort of the spokesperson or anything.
Yeah.
I never can make bad stuff like that sound least bit natural.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the important part, though. If
yes.
it's bad, if it's poorly written and you can't make it work, attack the writing of it. I think that's an important thing to learn. No, you're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. That's gay writing. You know that, right?
That's gay writing.
That will endear you for sure.
That makes everyone happy with you.
Yeah. Especially if there are gay writers in the staff. Yeah. They really appreciate that.
And then if you screw up, it's important not to make excuses. Just take your medicine.
No, I want to do it again. That's vodka and Red Bull for 4 days in a row in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says it like it's okay. Like, all those 4 days, I have a real severe alcohol problem. I'm sorry. I don't know what went wrong here. Must be all the booze I drink because I have a big problem with that. Okay, we'll try again. 4 days I've been drunk.
Yeah.
Does that seem bad?
That was a rough trip, man. That was a rough trip.
But you're a
I
pro
drank
and you
all
pulled
of the
out.
Alcohol in Florida.
That is what's important. It's not how much you drink, it's how well you can perform.
That's
on the
correct.
Other side of it.
And work well with others is also important.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is.
Randolph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John? What the hell?
So then I tried it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph.
This doesn't sound real.
I know. That's why I had him put it on a CD for me. I said, the guys will never believe this. You have to put this on the CD.
This is why they have rehearsals.
Kevin, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So, Kat, I don't...
You're damaged.
Was that live? Was that really...
That was not live.
That was the pre-tapes.
Yes. Right.
Are you doing stuff live? Yes. Oh, that's what I'm freaking out about.
They've learned with Kevin, there's no way they would let him do
how
a show live.
How dare you?
So they had him record all his stuff, but you're going to be saying it live, right?
I pre-recorded a couple things, like the categories, some of the categories, but a lot of the stuff is live is really what I'm freaking out.
I got to tell you, I was scared
he
to death.
He can't help you with that.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I know none of you are going to believe this, but the live stuff I did okay on.
Oh, I did. Shut up.
I'm telling you, when it came to game time, Ralph, I want the ball.
Yeah, uh-huh.
5 seconds on the clock. We're down one. Give it to me.
Yeah. Problem is,
that's
you're asking for a football, and they're playing basketball. That's the problem when you want the ball.
Kat, you're going to be fine.
I'm so screwed right now.
But no, but this, you're not going to be that bad, right? So
you couldn't be that bad.
No, come on. No. Hear that. Right?
And just go, I'm good. Just say that to yourself when you hear my tape.
The only thing, my mantra is going to be like, I had 4 vodkas. And
and it goes wrong. Just like, oh, man, am I an alcoholic?
I drink a lot. Could have said that right if I wasn't drunk. Right now.
If it wasn't for the drugs and the alcohol, you'd be so much more pleased with my performance right now.
How long is it going to be before the industry learns to stop coming to this radio station for this kind of work?
You would think they'd learn by now.
Well, just know that we're all going to be listening very carefully on Sunday that you have a vested interest in the voiceover.
There is a drinking game that my friends have created.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. What's that?
Well, they were going to say every time you screwed up, but I was like, well, how many times can I screw up live on air, you know? So
every time
they hear me, they're going to drink. So.
Every time they hear you, that's not a drinking game. That's just drinking.
That's how Kat rolls. Those are her people, by the way.
So by hour one.
Every time the show is on the air, for every minute the show's on the air, we'll take a drink.
Oh, and there's one more thing. You have to know how stuff works.
To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1.
That's important, too, you understand how stuff works. Because you have to clarify it for everybody else.
People got a lot of votes that night.
Don't think about any of that, Kat. You're going to be fine.
Flow right up.
Flow right up.
And Monday, we would like to have you in, and we would like to play some highlights.
We'll critique your performance.
Yes, we
will. I don't think that's possible. I don't think.
It's Friday morning, and time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man. Who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to the bad days of movies.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah. It's a lull. There's a lull that happens every year between the summer blockbusters and the fall award movie season.
Where a lot of good movies look like they're coming.
For a couple weeks. You get sort of a drop-off in terms of new product that you might be interested in checking out. So much so that this week, I just have one film to talk about.
That's it?
Just the one.
Usually it's like 6 or 7.
Yeah. This week, all we have is Bangkok Dangerous.
Yes.
Which is about a hooker who smuggles razor blades.
Nope, that's not what it is at all.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Nope, that's not it. That's not it at all. Nope. Nick Cage, Hitman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this stars Nicolas Cage. This is a remake of a film by two guys called the Pang Brothers.
Oh, the Pang Brothers do good work.
Who are a smash hit in Asia with their horror and violent films. This is a remake. Starring Nicolas Cage in the lead role. Originally, the hitman in the film was a deaf mute. Sadly, we don't get that characterization from Nick Cage. Nicolas Cage plays a hitman who goes to Bangkok to pull off a series of assassinations.
Right.
He's got some gigs there. And he falls for a local woman and learns a very important lesson about
life. Does he? Wow, that's great.
But apparently his bosses turn on him.
No, they don't.
And then he's got to say, you know what, then? Fine. You're messing with the wrong hitman in Bangkok.
because now I'm going to start shooting you. How about that? How do you like me now?
Is that direct from the script?
Pretty much, yeah. Here is a series of scenes we've edited together from the film starring Nicolas Cage, Bangkok Dangerous.
My name's Joe. This is what I do. All my clients have one thing in common. They feed off the people. There's big money in misery. Where there's money, there's competition. And the guy paying me usually wins.
This summer. This guy fights bad guys and helps the poor. Thai people love him. He's a very good man, same like you.
When you deal in the business of death, saving a life can be the most deadly job of all.
Yes. We had an arrangement. Political assassination wasn't in the contract.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Come on, a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
Are you in on this?
What?
You're going to go...
He asked incredulously.
All righty.
I mean, it's not going to win an Academy Award.
No.
But it looks like good
May not
good
even
action.
Win an MTV Movie Award.
I'll give you an example. Wanted was just a straight action BS movie, but I loved it.
But it had a good script.
Yeah,
an interesting angle on the sort of the genre of those kind of films. But a guy who doesn't even know he's a hitman until they bring him into the fold.
Right.
This is more pretty much just a straight ahead shoot 'em up with Nicolas Cage with a long wig.
You say straight ahead shoot 'em up as if it's bad.
No, look, these can be very entertaining for a couple hours of mindless sort of violent entertainment.
Right.
But I'm just saying, Nicolas Cage sometimes great in these kind of roles, sometimes
great in these roles,
unbelievably
great in these roles,
difficult to watch.
Yeah. He's not the kind of guy that can pull off a non-script movie, is that what you're saying?
Sometimes he can.
Yes.
Like The Rock, for instance, I thought was just a good popcorn movie where he tries to break into Alcatraz with Sean Connery. Remember that?
Sure.
But Sean Connery was also in
that's
that
true.
Movie.
Yeah.
That kind of helps. Watchable.
Like Con Air? You think he pulled off Con Air?
No. It was awful.
So I don't know what to expect from this, but I'm not, let's just say, my anticipation level is low.
Low, okay.
Low.
All right. Well. All right. I'll let you know.
That's all
do you
want
to talk to Nick? Because I think he's on the phone.
Is Nick on the phone?
I believe he
Nicolas
is.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, I think he is.
I hope not, because...
What is Nick the sign holder?
We just talked badly.
About
hey, where are you going, Ralph? Hey!
Where's he going?
I can't believe you're actually going to see this movie. There's nothing else in the theaters you haven't seen yet. There's some decent stuff out there.
Maybe. I don't know. Why don't you just back off, sister? I'm not your police, movie police. I don't tell you what to go to and what not to go to, do I?
I'm just trying to help you have a good weekend for a change.
All right. Let's go to Nicolas Cage. Apparently he's on the phone. Good morning, Nicolas.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Hi, Nicolas.
I'm great. Just heard what you were saying about the film and I'm just a little disappointed. That's all.
Well, look, a lot
you
of
have
times
a
these
spotty record.
A lot of times these movies are all special effects and no script.
But when I get involved, I make sure my characterization is the primary thing I focus on.
Right.
And Joe, the hitman in this film, is a character I worked on long and hard.
Now Joe is a deaf mute in the original movie.
Yes.
Did you?
I opted not to make him deaf mute.
Okay.
But just slightly hard of hearing.
Okay.
With a minor lisp.
Wow.
I took it down a notch.
Okay, so people have to yell, and then you lisp.
Yes, okay. I mean, I enjoy dialogue in films, and there wouldn't have been much if I was a deaf mute.
That's true.
So I'm sort of a dialogue protector.
Is that right? Yeah.
In this film.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You deal in the business of death, do you?
I do. I deal in the business of death, and there's some death.
Right.
Dealing.
I hear there's big money in misery.
There is big money in misery. And usually whoever has the most money wins.
Right.
And in this film, I guess I have the most money.
I don't know. I think aren't you a hired hand?
I am.
You don't know, do you?
But I meant,
have you been in
I
this movie?
For doing the movie, I won. Because I made the most money for doing the film.
I don't know what that means.
It means I'm sort of a whore.
I see. Okay. Hey, by the way, while we have it on the phone, can I ask about your haunted house?
Sure.
You bought a house for $3.5 million.
Yeah, it's a beautiful home.
You say it's haunted.
Yeah, there are ghosts in it.
But you won't let anyone else in, and you won't sleep there because you don't want the ghosts to feel exploited.
I can't sleep there because the ghosts freak me out.
Right.
But I don't want the ghost wranglers to come in and take...
Are there ghost wranglers?
I don't know.
I don't want them to come in to remove them because I figure it's the ghost's home, too. Why should I drive them out?
So you bought it for $3.5 million. You're just going to let the ghost stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of a ghost protector in that way.
Apparently.
I love ghosts.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
From a distance.
From a distance.
So you're a hitman in Bangkok. That's what you're telling me.
I'm Joe, a hitman in Bangkok.
Yeah.
With a lisp.
With a small, imperceptible lisp. It was slightly hard of hearing.
Sounds like a winner.
I go, what? Bangkok what? Bang what? That's what I say.
That's what you say the whole movie?
Because I can't quite hear what they're saying.
Well, it's going to be good.
A lot of gunshots.
Looking forward to that.
My hearing, not in a positive way.
So you can't hear as well as you maybe perhaps could at one point.
Homo says what?
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Monday morning, we're going to talk to James Hetfield, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And coming up just after 9 this morning, Andrew Siciliano.
What do you need to do to get out of the country?
So Bean's on vacation, and he spent, you know how he talks to us off the air. You people can listen to the commercials and the songs. You get to hear music.
Not us.
We listen to Bean talk. And he was talking about his vacation forever, talking about how he was going to Finland. Wife not going with him because he never picks places that she wants to go so he can go by himself.
Right.
And, he was talking about going to the Russian consulate.
I can't wait to go to the Finland Museum of Newspapers.
Yep, that was one of his places.
Yep. The history of the Finnish newspaper. Mm-hmm. That was the museum.
Had to get an international driver's license.
Got that.
Yeah.
Spent 2 weeks telling us about his vacation to Finland. Then we get this phone call.
Hey, you guys. This is Bean calling. You remember me. Longtime co-host of the Kevin Bean Show. First time caller. Two things for you this morning from vacation land. Number one, Psycho Mike wears white pants. And number two, and I've been saving this up all week to give you something to enjoy as you head into the weekend. So remember Finland? Remember my lifelong dream of going to Finland and how I scrimped and saved and planned and prepared for that beautiful trip to that wonderful Scandinavian nation? Well, last Friday night I took my fat ass and my big luggage to the airport in a cab, walked up to the Scandinavian airline counter and said, I'm on your 6:30 for Helsinki. And the young man behind the counter said, not with an expired passport, you're not. Womp, 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 womp. I guess I had to tell you sooner or later. Go ahead. I'll wait.
You're an
Make
ass.
Make fun.
You're a freaking ass.
No, keep mine.
You are a big douchebag.
Yeah.
You deserved it.
I deserve that.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
So that happened.
It's the best news. I mean, it's the saddest best news ever.
He spent a whole week telling us how he was loading his iPod, loading his computer.
Punishing us with every detail of his plans.
Making plans for a week in beautiful Finland, and he was going to drive into Russia, talking about going to St. Petersburg and all this stuff, and he was telling us all about
it. He was going to St. Petersburg.
Florida!
If he's lucky. Here's the thing about Bean. He is so Asperger's. He's so anal retentive and sort of micro-focused in on minutiae that I'm sure he got every tiny detail right about the trip in terms of what he was going to pack and where he was going to eat lunch after the Swedish newspaper museum and
he majors
how many
in minors.
Steps it takes to the nearest Finnish 7-Eleven. I'm sure all those details were mapped out for him.
Yeah.
But the big issues, like your passport being up to date.
He looks right past.
Goes right by him.
Too big.
Too big.
It's important to everyone else.
It's a major important step of that trip, and he can't be bothered with that. Fantastic.
So he he sat there while his plane boarded,
and all
and
those
watched
people
him
went to
murmured
Finland.
Under his breath.
They got on the plane. He watched the plane back up. He watched the plane take off
with his little nose pressed against the glass.
Then he picked up his suitcase. And slowly walked back.
I hope he overpacked too. I hope he had like three steamer trunks full of stuff he was going to bring. That he had to have strapped to the top of the cab to go back to the ferry. What's he been doing all week then? If this was last Friday, it's a week ago. He failed to leave
desperately
the country.
Desperately trying to get a passport.
Oh, who
What's
knows?
He doing? I don't know that you can even
you
if
listening
you
to us on the internet.
Even if you could get a passport, can you rebook that kind of trip?
I don't know.
On short notice,
I don't know.
Without a financial penalty, which you know Bean would never
would
go for.
Never go for
no. Sure, Mr. Baxter, it's another $100 to change the.
No, I don't think I want to go that badly anymore.
But it's only $100 you already spent.
No, I'll just sit here in a folding chair in my lawn. Same thing as Finland.
On top of his suitcase, just going. Sure, wish I was in Finland.
Yeah.
Be a whole lot cooler if I was.
That's the best thing ever.
That's the 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Don't bogart that joint, no. My friend.
Another hour, dude. Got another hour.
It up.
Another hour.
No.
One more hour. How about Andrew Siciliano about the NFL?
All right.
He's your boyfriend.
The only reason I'm going to stay for another hour. The only reason I'd stick around.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I got a plane to catch. Come on, goddamn it.
Oh, you're going back to Vegas.
Back to Vegas.
Yes.
Well, I took last weekend off.
You did.
Oh, my God,
you had a full weekend off.
So it's only right that I go back again. It was so funny because at the end of our weekend when we did the swingers party in Vegas, I was like, I am so Vegased out.
Yeah.
It was like the fifth time I'd been to Vegas this year. I was like, oh, God, forget this town. I am burnt. Forget it. I'm never coming back here. I have to come back in 2 weeks for a bachelor party. Oh, crap. I am not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I can't wait to get to Vegas.
It's funny how you rebound.
It is funny how you
rebound quickly.
God bless that city. This time, I'm going to make a lot of money.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to feel good at the end of the trip, and I'm not going to be hungover and exhausted.
That's going to happen.
This time,
yep.
I know how to. I've got it down. Now I've got to how to handle it. We'll see what happens Monday. Tonight on ABC, CBS, and NBC is a TV program you should check out. It's called Stand Up to Cancer. It is a benefit, as you can imagine, a fundraiser for cancer research. The difference is, with this charity, they said 100% of all the money raised will go directly to cancer research.
That's rare, by the way.
It sure is.
As Kevin knows, he and his wife run a charity themselves, and a lot of charities have a lot of overhead, and they pay the people who run it, and they've got people on their board of directors and stuff who take a taste, and by the time it's all said and done, not a lot of the money gets to the actual cause.
Legally, they have to give $5 of every $100.
Five?
That's it?
To the legally, with the IRS. That's it, 5%.
Wow.
Legally. So they can have...
So starting a charity.
40, 50% overhead is nothing. I mean, so that's why 100% of the proceeds going is amazing.
Well...
That's great.
Then let's open up the calls to take donations to the Ralph Garman Foundation.
I don't think you can just do it that way.
I have a charity.
You need a drink
that will be helping out young women in Las Vegas.
With college funds?
With college. Their college fund to get them back on their feet.
Sure.
After they've been on their backs. Get them back on their backs. That's my cause.
Oh, I need a drink.
The show will be hosted by Katie Couric, Brian Williams, and Charlie Gibson, all the three major news anchors from the three major networks, so nobody feels left out.
Partay.
But the all-star lineup of celebrities is pretty impressive. These are all folks who have either beaten cancer themselves or are related to someone who's had the disease. So you got Jimmy Fallon, Jennifer Aniston, America Ferrera, Halle Berry, Lance Armstrong. You know, he's got to show up. Every time somebody mentions cancer, Lance Armstrong's got to show up. Oh, look at me, look strong. Look at my rubber band. Screw you.
One testicle. One atom.
Charlize Theron will be there, which is reason enough
to watch. Oh, hey now, hey.
Christina Applegate, Forrest Whitaker, Kirsten Dunst.
That was for Christina Applegate, not Forrest Whitaker. Or Kirsten Dunst.
Neil Patrick Harris, Salma Hayek, Scarlett Johansson, Meryl Streep, and Homer Simpson. We'll all be on hand to help raise money for a very worthy charity. So if you're home tonight, you may want to check that out.
Okay.
I think you should.
Homer, you're excited to be on this?
I'm number one. Victory is mine. So kiss my behind. Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face. Boo. Cha. Ka-cha-ka-cow. Ba. Boo. Ba. Who's your daddy? Ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-ba-doo.
Oh, I need a drink.
Very excited. Kim Kardashian is expanding her empire.
But.
And by empire, I don't mean her voluminous ass.
Oh.
I mean her entertainment empire. Of course, she was catapulted to fame in the Triple X video of her and singer Ray J, which I haven't seen in a while. You still have that Psycho Mike?
I do.
He's got them all.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Because I saw it when it first came out, and I was like, oh, she's kind of hot, and Ray J, it's interesting. But now, in retrospect, after I've spent so much time looking at her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and everything else, I think I need a refresher course.
No problem.
All right, you bring that in for me. Then, of course, she got her own TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Then she got tapped to go on Dancing with the Stars.
I thought you were talking about Reggie Bush.
She got tapped by Reggie Bush, too. Now she says she's going to start her singing career.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, the world is waiting.
Kim says she's working on a CD. She's got that in her plans.
That's just not good.
And she'd love to have Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Michael Jackson help her out on the project.
I'd love to have Michael Jackson help her as well.
I'd like to have Mozart write my songs. I'd like Jesus to be my PR guy. And I'd like Elvis to come back and do a duet with me.
Yeah.
The hell? It's not going to happen.
It's a wish list.
You hope.
It's a pipe dream list is what it is. She says, of course, she won't start the project until after her gig on Dancing with the Stars because she's just too busy.
Right.
It's a full-time job being Kim Kardashian's pants. Heidi Montag, another less than talented celebrity, is apparently dumb, but not as dumb as we originally thought. Us Weekly magazine asked her if she was going to leave the show The Hills to move on in her career, and she said, no, where would I go? Even she realizes that she has no talent and has no future in the entertainment industry. So.
Yeah.
That's good news. Last night, I don't know if you caught the RNC or not, the Republican National Convention.
Nope.
But John McCain gave his big, rousing acceptance speech to accept the candidacy for president from the GOP.
I have some audio from that, if you'd like.
Sure.
John McCain's speech.
I'm number one. No, victory is mine. So kiss my behind.
That's what he said.
They did not.
It was odd.
He spoke for about an hour, by the way.
Did he really?
And I'll tell you something. McCain, national war hero without a doubt. Obviously a man of honor and courage. Not the most entertaining public speaker.
I know.
They knew that going in. Yeah.
But at least he's not going up against an entertainer.
That's true.
An entertaining speaker, I should say.
Anyway, they gave the big speech. Of course, his vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, joined him on stage at the end of it. And her nickname, you see, is Barracuda.
Right.
And so when she walked down the stage, they started playing Heart, the song Barracuda by Heart.
Sure.
And everyone was singing and dancing and cheering and clapping along. Well, turns out Heart not too pleased with the fact that the Republicans used their song.
What a surprise.
And they released a statement today saying they did not ask for permission to use the song, nor would they have been granted that permission. We have asked the Republican campaign publicly not to use our music. We hope our wishes will be honored. Ann and Nancy Wilson are big-time feminists, and I don't think maybe agree with some of the policies Sarah Palin has. This is like the ninth time John McCain's gotten in trouble with musicians he's played the songs by. There's no one who will let them use their songs.
No, I was thinking about that, but musicians as a whole, entertainers as a whole, aren't really supporting the Republican Party.
They tend to skew Democratic.
Right.
So I imagine he knows that and gets the use out of it.
Hey, get one. I get one out of them.
Yeah, and then what? They're going to say
no. One play.
Why doesn't he just go to country?
Well,
he would
has.
Be more than happy.
His theme song.
Oh, he's done that.
He's got a song that was written for him by John Rich of Big and Rich called Raisin' McCain, which, by the way, is as horrible as the title would suggest.
Yeah.
But wrote it for him. It performed it at the convention. I mean, obviously, he's got a large country fan base that would let him use their music. Oddly enough, Obama used a country song after his speech was over in the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah. Wow. What song?
I can't
I'm stick my
that.
American boot up here.
I don't know a lot about the country music.
Yeah.
It was something about America. I know that much.
Sure.
Which narrows it down to about 400 country songs currently on the charts. But, yeah. So anyway, Heart not pleased with the Republicans right now.
Sure.
Denzel Washington's got a new gig. He just announced in The Hollywood Reporter today he's signed on to star in a movie called The Book of Eli, where he plays a loner in a future America which has been laid waste, and he's fighting to bring the knowledge to society that will redeem the America nation. Sounds better in my head than it does when I say it.
It didn't sound good, but he's always good.
But he's always good.
He's good, but I mean, these stories keep getting done.
This is another post-apocalyptic kind of thing where he brings everyone the mail, and then he can be underwater, and Dennis Hopper's got a jet ski.
And then, you know that book, The Road? They're making that with Viggo Mortensen, which is pretty much the same story.
And what was the one with Colin
Firth?
A Cormac McCarthy novel with a whole...
Yeah, but there was another one recently just like that with the dude. You know.
From Big Lebowski.
British dude.
The dude.
British dude.
Oh.
Was Clive Owen. Not Colin at all. Clive
Children
Owen.
Children of Men.
Children of Men, which is another post-apocalyptic story of trying to redeem society. So these are coming fast and furious now. It's very bleak. Very bleak vision of the future. I like the 60s and 70s sci-fi movie versions of the future, which was all like gold lamé suits and
James
flying
Bond
cars.
And bullet bras.
Yes,
yeah.
And everyone flying around a personal jet craft, and it was very exciting.
Yeah, I Am Legend, and
yeah,
it's all just a wasteland.
Yep. Just sad, man. Just bumming me out. Stop it. And someone got an advanced copy of Britney Spears' mom's new book.
Oh, good.
Lynn Spears has written a book called Through the Storm, where she talks about raising her children in the world of fame and exposes some secrets about her daughter, Britney, which I am assuming Britney would rather have her not talk about. Among the things she says, Britney started drinking when she was only 13 years old, when she was still a Mouseketeer on the Mickey Mouse Club. She had sex first with a high school senior when she was only 14 years old, according to Mom. She says that she was doing drugs at 15. Cocaine, marijuana, other drugs. Allowed her to sleep with Justin Timberlake when she was only 16 because, as she says, Britney was in love and Justin was good for her.
Oh, well, that's a good
Good for her vagina, apparently.
Wow.
Lynn, apparently in the book, now expresses regret for handing over her daughter's life to business managers and allowing her to become exploited as a sex symbol at 16 years old.
Oh, you.
In Lynn's defense, though, how could you realize that would be bad for a 16-year-old girl to have businessmen run her life and to let her be exploited as a sex symbol? How could she have known at the time that that was not the healthiest thing for her daughter?
She would be the person most to blame.
Yes, absolutely.
For this.
She's reprehensible.
Because when you're 14, 15, you need some guidance still.
And you don't recognize,
where was
as
she?
Badly as you want to be famous and rich, you don't recognize the downside of it and how it can potentially take its toll on you at that age. And that's what parents are supposed to be doing. Lynn Spears, not so much.
No.
The end of the story says, currently, Lynn and her daughter are estranged.
Really?
Hard to believe.
So not only did she help it up.
This will help bridge the relationship. Though,
she wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Hey, A-hole.
Gotta make a buck. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rose McGowan is 34 years old today. Liam Lynch, director, songwriter, singer. He is 38. Dweezil Zappa, a musician and TV personality, but son, of course, of legendary musician Frank Zappa. He is 39 years old today. Are you a Frank Zappa fan, Psycho Mike?
Yes and no.
A lot of people rave about Frank Zappa's music and say what a genius he was. I never got it.
I'm not a guy who's going to go out and buy Frank Zappa records and sit and listen to him, but I appreciate what he did for, especially like that super avant-prog
that
stuff.
That experimental kind of stuff.
He's ahead of his time, but I mean, he's a tough listen.
Brad Wilk of Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, drummer for both bands, of course. He is 40 years old today. Michael Keaton turns 57. Raquel Welch, still smoking hot at 68, believe it or not. Legendary.
68?
I'm sorry. Yeah, 68.
Wow.
Yeah, still hot at 68.
How many 68-year-olds do you know that are hot?
Her? Well, there's...
Just that one?
You know, it's a 96-year-old, McCain's mom.
Oh.
Oh, I was looking at her last night.
Oh, yeah.
She is smoking. If you're into mummies... She is your ticket.
She's John McCain's mom. He's old.
Bob Newhart, legendary comedian and actor. He is 79 years old today. Also hot. Bean's not here, so I got to start lusting after
great.
Old people.
Yeah, great.
How do I get out of the country with this passport? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, you must be very excited. Your boyfriend is here.
The hardest working man in sports broadcasting today. The best sports broadcaster on television.
What about radio? What about radio as well?
Oh, obviously.
Goes without saying.
Obviously more than radio. But on television, you can take your Bob Costas's, your Brian Gumbel's, your John Madden's, your Al Michaels, all these people. You know what they do? One game at a time.
Right.
One game. They watch one game and talk about one game. The game that's happening right in front of their eyes.
Right.
Andrew watches 47 games every time.
You're a mensch.
I don't think there are 47 games on a given weekend.
It's a lot of games.
No. Got to feel like that sometimes.
He watches them all and brings you the greatest moments of each of those games while you're watching the Red Zone on DirecTV.
Live. While sipping coffee and screaming about the Browns. It's good.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Andrew Siciliano,
good,
welcome back.
Welcome back.
Good.
Another season, another NFL season.
When's Vegas?
About half an hour.
You're laying money on the Eagles, right?
Oh, yeah.
If the Eagles lose Rams, that game.
What's the spread? What's
I have
right
seven.
Seven? That's
if,
all?
If they lose that game, they should shut down the season.
No, they're
no they will shut down the season.
I'm
if
taking
they lose
the Eagles
game.
And the giving the points because that's
You're giving
be,
the points?
I'm taking the points. What am I doing? I'm taking them.
However, are you doing
it,
I'm laying seven.
They're going to cover.
Yeah, easy.
We don't gamble.
No, of course not.
We don't recommend gambling.
Do you know the odds for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl?
Is that true? Don't, but I'll look on the sports book when
you
I get there
that.
In an hour or so.
I imagine even the...
Sports Illustrated, a little periodical named Sports Illustrated. You may not be familiar with it.
Mm-mm.
Pick the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, no kidding.
I like that, too.
To go or to win?
Seriously.
To go or to win?
Seriously.
To go.
The Dallas Cowboys, the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles in the NFC East, the Giants won the Super Bowl. They're the third best team in that division.
It's true.
Wow. That's saying something.
Yeah.
And the Redskins will never, ever win.
Redskins suck after
They were horrible last night. They were horrible. This quarterback they've got, what's his name?
Jason Campbell. I don't think it's his. He played badly.
He played horribly.
Eighth offensive coordinator in 7 years. He has a new head coach who didn't know what he was doing last night. They're not going to win at the Giants to open the season, but he looked awful.
Yeah, Do they just have a bad owner, or what's the problem there? I mean,
they have an owner. Actually, you'll like this, Ralph. They have an owner who treats his team like a fantasy team.
Yes, he does.
Oh, good.
And you love fantasy football. Snyder
likes to trade out bits and pieces like he's operating a fantasy team. It's true. They picked up Jason Taylor from the Dolphins this year,
right?
Because Parcells wouldn't have him dancing with the stars.
You don't like that?
And they thought it was going to make a big impact, but it's just the team's in disarray.
You're a big fantasy football guy.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with you, Andrew?
I'm a loser. Yeah. You know what it is?
But at least you recognize that makes you a loser.
I do.
Some
guys
take it very seriously and think it's good.
I can get away by saying it helps me for my job.
Nope.
No, I
don't buy it.
He tried that too.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it.
It helps me for my job.
No.
He has to know the stats because he is talking about that stuff every Sunday.
He has to know everyone.
But you would know the stats. If you were not involved in fantasy football, you would know the stats anyway.
You can still do your homework. I have to know it for my job.
In a fun way.
Exactly.
You could still do your homework without playing fantasy football.
You know what it is?
Didn't you used to host a fantasy football show?
I did on Fox. Yeah, on FSN for 3 years. It's teaching our kids to gamble.
Good.
When they're young, that's what it is.
Good.
We're
good.
Teaching them to gamble because what? They throw $5 in, or credits, I believe you guys do.
Sure,
right?
Yeah,
they throw five
credits
in, and by the time they get to 12, 13, 14, they're compulsive gamblers.
Yeah, they're $1,000 a weekend.
That's what it is. Fantasy football on the bottom of your screen. On CBS or Fox or NBC or
it's
ESPN or DirecTV, it's gambling.
But
come on.
Isn't it gambling for math-addicted dorks?
No, it's gambling for dorks that forget that they rooted for a team as a kid, and now they'd rather gamble every single week, get a rush, and to hell with their team. They'd rather root for players and not a team.
I think he's spinning again. I think he's trying to gambling. Ooh,
yeah, but
gambling's
like
cool. I'm going to call it gambling.
I know, but he's supports it. I don't understand.
What's wrong
That's
with
my
it?
Problem
I cannot
with
bet
it.
On games. It should be noted.
My problem
course,
is I cannot
ever.
Wish well of any other team other than my Philadelphia Eagles when it comes to football.
Or team members.
I understand that.
Or team members.
Right.
Exactly.
So I can't be happy if Adrian Peterson runs for 300 yards in a game if Brian Westbrook isn't doing better that week.
Like in a suicide pool, for example, which we don't recommend you do.
Of course not.
Of course
Because no one should kill themselves over football.
For minimal credits, ever.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. I can't ever pick against my team, which is the Browns, even though the Cowboys should go in there and pick the Browns secondary apart on Sunday.
Right. Sure.
But I can't do that. I couldn't touch that. I'd
you
rather
can't
take
go against
the Eagles.
Right, of course.
Which is an obvious pick, even though I don't want to burn him for later in the season, and I'm being an idiot by taking him now.
Yeah. You're taking his
the Eagles?
Suicide? Not the
week
green one?
One,
but if
you
I
were,
could,
because
this is a good week. The Rams is not exactly
no,
a strong
no I know,
team,
but
so.
But like
well,
you say,
New
you
England.
Want to save.
You want New England, but
New
you
England.
Don't want to save. You
Any
want
week.
To save them.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, those are the three obvious, or Indy and the Bears.
What's going on with your Browns this season? What's the story there?
They're good. They're not that good. They're injured. They have no secondary. They might lose by 3 touchdowns.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
3 touchdowns.
They have the toughest schedule in the... Well, technically, the Steelers have the toughest schedule in the NFL. The Browns have the 7th toughest schedule in the NFL, if anyone cares about the Cleveland Browns in L.A., but
a lot
yeah.
of, you know, we did a thing where we took calls from people about local bars where it is all one team on a Sunday. You know, where do you go to watch Cleveland Browns? There are about 5-6 places in
the
Southern
biggest
California.
Response we got were from people who suggested different places you go to watch the Browns.
Really?
Yeah.
Southern
yeah.
California Browns backers.
Yes.
They're
yeah.
good people.
Yeah, like 5 or 6 bars that were dedicated only to the Browns. And I was asking Ralph, why are they that popular here?
Because they get up and leave.
Because people don't want to...
People are fleeing.
Like, why does anyone want to live in Cleveland? Philadelphia?
How yeah. dare
That's
you,
a good point. Or New Jersey, for that
That's
matter,
a good point.
Which is just like Philadelphia,
That's
but next
right.
door and you know smells the same. Actually, DirecTV has a thing this year about displaced fans. Funny you bring that up. They're going to
yes.
do a contest, the biggest displaced fan in America. DirectTV.com. Go there. Figure it out.
Biggest displaced fan in America.
Right. For example, you don't live here anymore. I mean, you don't live in Philadelphia.
That's
you
right,
live here. You're a displaced fan.
Right.
Contest DirectTV.com. 3,000
miles away from my team.
Exactly. Yeah. Go on, do a wacky video, YouTube, something like that. Submit it, and you can win a trip to the Super Bowl in Tampa. Meet guys from your team. Do a media tour.
Who are also not in the
row.
Super Bowl.
Exactly. My, the Eagles might be there, but
busy.
You could be there.
They're going to be busy. I won't be able to talk to them at the Super Bowl.
My Cardinals will... Oh, wait. Never mind.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
One of the bars for the Cleveland Brown fans was a gay bar in West Hollywood.
Nice.
Too, by the
Foo
way.
Bar. How's that?
Way
Foo
gay bar.
They said that the owner, the guy we brought up, it sounds like a setup to us.
Right.
He said it was gay 5-6 days a week, but on Sunday it turned into all Browns. And we said Brown meaning gay.
Right. Brown as in I'm glad you went.
So we don't know how it's going. It sounded to us like he was being serious. If he was having us on, that was great. Great work on his behalf.
I don't know how you roll, Andrew, but you might,
Foo Bar.
You might want to check out the Foo
Bar. Well, hold on. Let's make the connection here. Jeff Garcia, hold on.
That's
true.
Former
Eagle quarterback. Who did he marry? Carmella DeCesar, former playmate,
right.
Cleveland native, and biggest Browns fan other than Drew Carey in America.
What in God's name are you talking about?
No, see, there's the connection, Jeff Garcia and the Browns.
See, it all
Forget
comes
it.
Together. Because Jeff Garcia was rumored about being gay for a long time.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Of course you don't.
He married a playmate.
Right.
Which is
well, that proves
what?
Everything. That proves
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Say no more.
All right, Andrew Siciliano is here. We will be right back with more. The Red Zone Direct TV channel is where you can find... Andrew Siciliano is in the studio with us. He works for DirecTV,
the
Red Zone channel.
I
His
like
job
DirecTV.
Is to watch every football game every Sunday.
Wouldn't you kill for that job?
Can I say that I do have the greatest job on earth?
Yeah, you do.
Because I get to stand in a nice suit, by the way, too. Stand in front of a wall of high-screen TVs, high-def TVs, rather.
Sure.
And scream at games.
Yeah?
My entire...
That's pretty good. Everything but the suit sounds good.
No, it's great. You don't
and as everything gets down to the 20-yard line or if another big play happens, Andrew will take you to that game and you get to see all the action.
You know what it is?
You don't
this
miss
year?
Anything on
you know
that.
You know what it is? It's about change. Can I say that?
Sure.
It's about change,
sure, Brock.
That you can believe in.
No one will hear you, but go ahead.
I'm selling change.
Are you?
Put down
I'm
the remote.
Change.
I'm making
Tell
change.
Me.
Put down the remote. Let me have the remote. You don't change the channel if you have faith in us and faith in the way that we can take your NFL Sunday or the country for that matter.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. It didn't deserve a lot.
You.
We will change for you, and you will not miss anything. Now, if you do miss something, I can't promise a tax cut or,
yes,
or a rebate pod or anything
it's
like
a,
that.
It's
but
a rebate.
It'll be good. It's
$5,000 this package costs you.
Thank
year.
You. Is it $5,000 now?
It's a lot.
No. DirectTV.com. I don't know how much it costs. I promise, but
I like
it's
that.
A good
I
value.
Said $5,000. He's fine with it. He just
it's a good value.
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend that you're going to be focusing on. I'm sure you got Favre starting for the first time with the Jets against Miami.
Do you read body language?
I
you
don't.
Guys read body language.
Sure.
Doesn't it look like he can't freaking believe that he's a New York Jet?
Yeah, he does seem stunned by
like,
the whole thing.
Like, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I knew I had to be here, I might be
retired.
Sitting on a John Deere.
Don't know that I would have done this.
Yeah, I don't... I'm a Jet? Wait a minute. They're using me to sell new PSLs for the new stadium? I'm a Jet?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he loses this game to Chad Pennington, the guy that they cut to bring him in, who's now the quarterback in Miami.
Be pretty funny.
Tony Soprano.
Sure.
Tony Sperano. No, really, I hate people to make that joke. I screwed up. Tony Sperano and Bill Parcells, they'll win. But Brett Favre, stat for you, is only 8-7 lifetime in Florida, which is meaningless.
Yeah, that's a stupid stat.
Absolutely.
8-7 lifetime in Florida.
Yeah. The only guy with more pressure on him, I think, may be Brett's replacement in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, who is making his first start for that team as the new quarterback of the future. He's got to deliver. They're going to ride him out of town in a rail, right?
They will. I don't want it. I don't know how. I mean, we're going back 2 months. I don't know how anybody in Green Bay can say, yeah, you know what? Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Brett Favre.
Of course.
We want to start him.
In 5 years, he might be. But why the rush? I don't get. Don't you want to know what Favre said behind the scenes to tick them off?
It just sounds like the owner said, F you.
Right.
I mean,
you dicked us around long enough. You kept going back and forth. Now we're done with
it. But even so, as businessmen, you would think that they would go, okay, this sucks. He's an a-hole, whatever. Let's bring him back.
He's the golden god.
Yeah.
They're offering you the golden god to return. And they want this scraggly-looking kid from Cal that can't shave and can't cut his hair, who, by the way, looks like a decent quarterback.
Does he?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
But against the Vikings and that defense in the opener, I wouldn't touch him. Wouldn't touch that.
If they have
game.
A bad season, that's going to be ugly in that city.
But what's a good season for them? If they go 9-7, he's a winning quarterback.
Still
not
enough.
For a rookie to go 9-7,
yeah,
that's an amazing accomplishment. That might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, you're coming off a year where you played in the NFC Championship.
Exactly, and you were that close. So, mistake. Big mistake.
That's going to be rough. How about Tom Brady? What's up with his foot?
His foot's fine.
Is it?
Although, whatever Bill Belichick says, just take the opposite because he's lying.
You just got to get the sense, yeah.
If he's looking at you and his mouth is moving, then he's lying. He's going to play. Really. There's no way he's not going to play. And they're going to win by three touchdowns.
Is he 100%? Is he completely healthy?
No, I don't think he is. He's limping around. They say he has a broken bone in his foot. That's kind of the rumor, but
that was the end of the season, too,
wasn't it? That was the end of last year as well. I don't know what Giselle's doing to him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
The shoulder's good. That's all that matters, and they're fine. They're fine. They're not going to win 16 games.
I like Belichick because it looks like no matter how successful he is, he's miserable. I like that.
He is miserable. Absolutely pathetically miserable. Yeah. Sporting News had an interview with him this week, and they had this big promotion. Bill Belichick inside. See what he says. You open up. He doesn't say a thing. These monosyllabic answers. So you like lacrosse? Yes. Would you rather play lacrosse? Yes. That's all he says.
Wow. What an a-hole.
Yeah.
Well, he's good to
actually,
root
you know what? The only time I dealt with him, he was cool. He was.
Were you talking fantasy football?
Maybe in private.
In private, the only time, I can't say that I've spent a lot of time with the man, I had to introduce him at a function once.
Oh, okay.
We were backstage. He was cool. He wasn't exactly Barack Obama as a wordsmith.
Well, no. Who is?
Well, no.
He's the opposite of.
No, no one thought he was the Messiah.
No.
But he was
were good. You introducing him at the video game league draft? Is that the event that he was appearing at when you were hosting that?
You're never going to let that go.
DirecTV CGS Championship Gaming Series? Oh, come man. On. What's wrong with that?
You are a whore.
You wouldn't do anything for a buck.
Wait, whoa. The CGS, first off, one of the games they play is DOA, which is
a great game.
Tecmo-Mei Japanese fighting game.
Right.
You get to fight as a Japanese schoolgirl in this like micro mini,
right?
Who doesn't want to do that?
Come
on,
I do that every weekend. But in real life,
I mean, come on,
I put on the uniform and I fight as a Japanese school.
But is that Tuesday night?
But is that a TV show? I ask you.
What?
Is
the draft for that on the TV show?
The draft.
We did
have
the draft
TV show. I know you did.
You know what? It was South by Southwest in Austin. I got to go down to Austin for the weekend. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Well, that's true. If you're just using it as a side reason to get down there,
exactly. Austin,
which you weren't. You are such a liar. If Andrew Siciliano is looking you in the eye and talking,
yes.
Sure
he is putting a spin on whatever horrible thing he has done. He is trying to put the best face on it.
Video games are cool.
Sure.
Fantasy. Don't you play video games?
Fantasy football is just gambling,
gamer.
Ralph.
Yeah,
just gambling.
Oh, no. Arena football? Great fun for the kids.
It is.
Just anything.
It's good
just
fun for the kids. Go to LAAdventures.com.
He's just got a lie for everything. I don't know why I like this guy so much.
I don't either, but
he is just a filthy liar.
Yeah.
Did I mention DirecTV.com?
Yes.
Maybe once or twice.
I think you did.
The Red Zone channel. We do love that channel.
We do. It is extra, too, right? I mean, I don't want to lead people.
Is,
so you
got
to get the
extra.
NFL ticket.
You
got to
get the Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket.
And then pay extra, I think, for the Red Zone
for
channel.
For the super fan package. But may I add that not only Red Zone, you get the mixed channel where you can get...
Watch eight games at once.
Eight games at once.
That's cool.
True. You also get HD.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the kicker there.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to watch in standard def, do you?
You can barely see anything in that standard.
I'll tell you. The only thing I watch in standard def is The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. That's
about it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Comedy
249,
Central.
Comedy Central, yep. Everything else, you have to go high def. I refuse to watch it. I took all the standard def channels out of my preview guide.
Really?
I did. You can do it. You take them all out of the program.
I did find myself when I got high def that I would watch shows that I would never have watched otherwise because they were in high def.
Like,
you go, wow, look how clear that is.
Throw down with Bobby Flay, right?
No, we're not watching cooking.
Extreme Engineering.
Not that. Not
no. Monster Quest.
Okay, maybe.
That's good.
Monster Quest
right.
is good.
With the giant squid attacking New England.
Yes.
Stop it. Don't even talk about the giant
Psycho
squid.
Psycho Mike
wrong.
Is afraid
like
of
that.
The giant squid. He's afraid of the giant squid.
I've been having nightmares about it for months.
It was actually whale blubber. It wasn't a real giant squid.
I just saw the,
so doesn't matter to him.
The ripped open like whales that were coming up on shore
right.
with like tentacles, suction cup, wounds coming out of their body.
It's good stuff.
Oh. In high def.
In high
in
def.
In high def, it's good.
There's
standard,
nothing
it's
I wouldn't watch in high def.
And yet,
I'm not going to go that far.
No, you
I won't
go,
go
no,
that
go
far.
There.
I'm not
take
going
it
there.
As far
that's
as you want. There's nothing I wouldn't watch in high def.
The gaming series draft, which was in high def. Have you ever tried
no,
watch
no, no, no.
That's
got to
be the basement.
Hold on.
On which everything else is built.
Let me take that back. The only thing that I personally wouldn't watch in high def is myself.
There you go.
Okay. I'm not that guy that goes home. I can't do that.
Right.
Ever.
How about John McCain's mom nude?
John McCain's
Would you look at that in high def?
Does she not look better than he does?
At 96, she does look a little more spry.
Can we vote for her?
At 96, she looks better.
And she can raise her arms.
Oh, how dare you?
That's horrible.
That is now, cold.
I love it. We have corrupted Lisa so much that she is now able to shock and offend us.
Dude was shock stuffed in a footlocker for like 6 years.
Oh,
Lisa's coming at
best.
Him because they broke his arm.
Sarah Palin raising her arms.
Yes, yeah. That's good. Like that's all good.
If you let that hair, it's like a Hot for Teacher video.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. All right, Andrew Siciliano, Red Zone Direct TV. You can go to directtv.com. Andrew, always love having you in.
Love being here. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
And just for getting on the air today, we are going to give you tickets to the screening, the K-Rock screening of Burn After Reading. On Thursday, September 11th, next Thursday at the Arclight in Hollywood, 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
Call it.
Let's go to Charles in Moore Park. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What it do? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do, Charles?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to know if any of you guys caught that crazy ref last night at Hercules, the one that looks like a Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, when it's all steroided up.
Crazy football
everything.
Ref?
Yeah. What? He went to call a double penalty last night, and then he stumbled over his words. And
yeah,
I don't know. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I thought Kevin was reffing the game for a minute there when I was watching him. It was spectacular. I guess even refs have to shake the rust off with the first game of the season, you know?
Sure. By the way, the refs also have that echo thing going. When they talk into that little microphone or whatever, the echo in that stadium is impossible.
Yeah, but Ed Hockley's been doing it for like 97 years.
Let's go to Pam in Cyprus. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
Well, I went to the Bob Dylan concert a couple nights ago in Santa Monica.
Why?
I knew you were going to ask.
Why? Why did you do that? Why?
I did go.
Right, but why?
I'm convinced that he didn't say one word the whole concert except for like a Rolling Stone. He sounded like a witch doctor. He was sounded like a little boogie man.
Yeah.
It was like... I was in hysterics.
So you think we're kidding when we talk to Bob and can't understand a word he's saying, but
he doesn't
true.
Even sound like Bob Dylan anymore.
I know.
It's like they blew him in from some island somewhere.
It's like an old fighter that they drag out and make him keep fighting, man. That guy hasn't been, you haven't been able to understand a word he said in 10 years.
That's true, but now he sounds like a witch doctor. I'm not
right.
Saying.
I forget who it was we were talking to, but somebody went to see a concert. It was another musician. Who went backstage to him and said, I wish you had done, I forget what song it was, you know, like a Rolling Stone or something. And Bob said, I did do it.
Oh, no.
That's how bad it's gotten. You can't even recognize his hits.
That's awesome. Remember when he showed up at his grandson's
graduation.
Kindergarten class and scared them all?
Yeah.
Big scary man. All right, let's go to Amber in Downey. Good morning, Amber. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What's going on?
I met Suge Knight at CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Suge Knight. I'm a cashier, and he came up real nondescript with some girl, bought some, like, CVS brand razors, and this guy, like, behind him is like, is that Suge Knight? And he played it off, and he's like, no, totally not. And he's like, yeah, fool, I'm kidding, it's me. Snapped one picture with the cell phone, paid cash, $100, and left in a Toyota Corolla.
Like, yes.
He's rolling in a Corolla these days?
Corolla.
Weird.
Wow, that guy had a lot of dough, by the way.
He did.
In the day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
I still love him.
He's the best. There's nothing bad about him. That guy, really, we respect him a lot.
I support him 100%.
I'm going to get a Corolla. That's how far I'm going to support him.
Put spinners on it.
The barber that knocked him out is like down the street from K-Rock.
Really?
He cuts hair like right down the street, yeah. On Pico.
Wow. Wow. I'm not getting my hair cut there because someone's going to drive by.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm just saying. Things happen.
Let's go to Mike in Simi Valley. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what it do, guys?
What it do?
What it do?
I absolutely love your White Pants song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we forgot to play that today, actually.
Ashton Kutcher doing good work for us.
He does good work.
We appreciate when he contributes to the show.
Can we make that an everyday thing?
You know, it's funny because they wrote up on your call, it says, can you please make White Pants available online? I thought you wanted to buy some.
Yeah, I did too.
For your girl.
We will be selling Kevin and Bean White Pants, too, coming up this fall. So
she won't let me swing that way.
Yeah, well...
Dumper.
I'll keep working on it.
Dumper and get somebody who'll wear white pants.
Dab that bitch!
We'll put that song up online, I think. Christian in Huntington Beach, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do? I had the pleasure of meeting Doto.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not so good. Not so good.
Wow. Where did you meet him?
Wow.
I met him at Bellaterra in Huntington Beach where they have movie theaters. And I had about 10 minutes to get to my movie theater. And instead, I spent about an hour being a life coach for Doto.
No way.
What, he was asking you questions about his life?
Oh, God. He thinks you guys are millionaires, first and foremost.
Sure.
He thinks Mike's band is going to make it someday.
Oh, absolutely.
And which I agree with. Not at all. Yeah. He was worried that you guys were making way too much money of his Crips video and whether he should seek legal action. And
he was wondering if he should sue us.
That's rich.
Really?
Yeah, I swear I had to tell him like maybe 50 times that I'm not a lawyer. I really don't know. Literally had to turn away from him and say, hey, look, I really got to go.
Oh,
I'm afraid that he's going to pull out a bag of knives.
Christian, when was this?
This was this was about a month ago that it happened, and I tried calling in the very next day, but I couldn't get through.
That's the best.
Yeah. You should have told me. You think I should be suing then for the legal action, do you think?
Because we're making money off
his
crib.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy.
Big dope.
5'9" or 5'10".
How dare you? He rules. He's the best. He should sue us.
I'm in the business. Perhaps I should sue them.
We're his only lifeline, I think, to the entertainment business, right? However pathetic that is.
We're trying to get into the entertainment business.
I'd like to get in the entertainment business. Perhaps I should sue them with legal action.
He's the best. All right, we need to talk to him again. We got to talk to Doto.
Oh,
try to get in some arbitration so we can avoid a lawsuit. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I want to encourage him.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank you this morning to Russell Brand for calling in. He's the host of the MTV Video Music Awards, which are Sunday night, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock? Yeah, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on MTV.
6 o'clock here, probably.
Probably,
right.
Yeah.
6 o'clock here and 9 o'clock Eastern.
Thanks to Mark Thompson for coming in. He is promoting Hole in the Wall, which is a TV show.
Now, that's 8 o'clock on
8 o'clock
Sunday.
On Sunday on Fox. Yeah. And that has a K-Rock team in it. Omar, King of Mexico, and Beer Mug. It's pretty spectacular. And thanks to Andrew Siciliano for coming in. DirectTV.com if you want to get the Red Channel, which we highly recommend.
Red Zone Channel is the best way to watch football every Sunday.
All weekend long, you can qualify to go on tour on the road with Metallica. And then Monday, we're going to do the grand prize drawing. And Monday, we are going to talk to James Hetfield.
Oh, cool.
If you're on tour with him, you don't have to kind of like get between him and stop him from bickering, do you? And sit down and have a big, long conversation.
Yeah, you have to be the therapist. Yeah.
Everything.
You do, yeah.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Roll another one.
What are you, high?
Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Clearly, he's high.
And I need another hit.
Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Cold War Kids. She's got 3 Days Grace. She's got Metallica and Weezer coming up. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like the other one.
I've never been as high in my goddamn life.
I don't have another sin.
You got any weed?
Man, I'm so high. Just pass it around.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't hold that joint, my friend.
That's what she said?
What? The record's over.
Cut. Print. That was perfect. Great job, everybody. Great job.
Au revoir. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. As we say in Boston, see you later.
You get the hell out!
Well, this has been absolutely fun. None of it is usable. We edit tremendously, and I can't see it working.
See you guys. Seacrest out. Bye-bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying...
Listen very carefully. I quit.